You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to American Journal, quad show that we have for you today. Great guests. We've got tons of videos to show you, some funny, some horrifying, all of them illuminating. We'll be talking, of course, about the continuing attempts to bring down COVID-justified military lockdowns worldwide, as well as just the latest moves from the Democrats using whatever excuse they can to try to clamp down on your freedoms. Yes, it really is that simple. We've got a lot to get to. And, of course, your phone calls as well. We'll get to all of that and more. But first, I want to go to this video. It's by our very own Greg Reese. And it's based off of something that's been going around recently. The rumor, as it were, that Pfizer got governments to agree to give them military bases in exchange for vaccine doses. It's a very strange thing. But this, of course, was revealed by Eden Bieber, who was a guest on this program and did the work of finding these contracts that Pfizer had signed with governments around the world that revealed the insane agreements that countries had made with this pharmaceutical giant. So Greg Reese breaks it down in this video. Pfizer demanded military bases as collateral on cost of vaccine deaths. Here it is.
A story from this spring is reemerging of why Argentina and Brazil never made a deal with Pfizer for the experimental jab. In Argentina, Pfizer requested that the government pay all compensation for any lawsuits that successfully win against Pfizer vaccine damages. Argentina's parliament responded by passing a new law stating that Pfizer needs to at least pay for its own negligence. Pfizer rejected this, after which Argentina offered to amend the law to define negligence more clearly to include only vaccine distribution and delivery under negligence. But Pfizer still wasn't happy and demanded the law be changed. Argentina refused, but later agreed to buy an international insurance policy to pay for future vaccine lawsuits. This was not specific enough for Pfizer. They asked for an additional indemnity from civil cases, specifically that the company would not be held liable for rare adverse effects or for its own acts of negligence, fraud, or malice. Pfizer then demanded the nation's bank reserves, military bases, and embassy buildings as some sort of collateral against future vaccine damages. In Brazil, Pfizer asked for vast money reserves to be put in a foreign bank account, that Pfizer be exempt from the law of the land and exempt from any side effects and all civil liability. In the United States, the Public Readiness and Emergency Preparedness Act, or PREP Act, gives total immunity to Pfizer and all manufacturers of experimental jabs. So there's no reason to threaten any government agency in the U.S. They always knew how dangerous and deadly the radical experimental mRNA jabs actually are. It's what the science says. The only ones who say otherwise are the bureaucrats and pop culture media agents working for Big Pharma. By every measure, this is the greatest crime committed by Big Pharma, out of a long list. Their magnum opus for the dark arts, death and depopulation. And they were setting up governments to take the fall so that the bankers can have their great reset without any resistance. For Infowars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Yeah, just the latest masterpiece by Greg Reese. Pfizer demanded military bases as collateral on the cost of vaccine deaths. Find and share that video at band.video and Infowars.com. I mean, you would think, you know, after seeing like the presidential election last year, the years before, the railing against Big Pharma and the medical industry and insurance companies, that more Americans would be a little bit suspicious of the fact that we have given our government control completely over to these exact same evil psychopaths. But no, apparently that's fine.
It's always critical, it's always vital, it's always essential to have enough high-quality vitamins and minerals in your body. That's why essential vitamins and minerals are called essential. You must have them. But in today's crazy times, it is more important than ever to stay on top of it. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion has been sold out for months and months and months. It's got all the essential vitamins and minerals and amino acids. It is 33% off while supplies last. X2's been sold out for a while. It's now back in stock. It's discounted while supplies last. We have this great concentrated turmeric formula. It's amazing. It's back in stock. They're all discounted 33 to 50% off while supplies last at InfoWarsStore.com. So I would not procrastinate. We are ready to ship these products to you right now. And there's a lot of other great products as well at InfoWarsStore.com. So be sure and visit InfoWarsStore.com today and boost your body's natural defenses and give the gift of health to friends and family that are not informed. It's up to us to take care of our friends and family. Please take action now.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to American Journal. Should be a very good show today. I hope it is. The crew's been working fastidiously behind the scenes to make sure everything looks as good as possible. And the work continues. Hopefully you all appreciate the hard work that goes on behind the scenes here. We're going to have a very big show today. Of course, talking about all the big stories that are across the headlines and as well as many that don't find their way to the mainstream media. It's all here and to be presented to you. Let's go first to our daily dispatch, shall we? All right, here it is, folks, your daily dispatch for the 31st of August, 2021. Today was the deadline that Joe Biden set for exiting Afghanistan, and we did it. We did it. We're done. 20 years of war has come to an end, and all it cost us was $2.3 trillion, tens of thousands of deaths, thousands of military deaths, just so much money you can't possibly imagine. Our position on the world stage as moral authority. It cost us our security and our freedom here at home. It cost us quite a bit of stuff, but we're out now. We're out clean and pure and just totally gone, you know. All we left behind were a couple thousand Americans and several crates of military-trained dogs and billions of dollars of weapons and pallets of cash and a country in ruins. But other than that, it all went great. It all went super well. Here's a story from Washington Post. Opinion: America is leaving thousands of people behind in Afghanistan. This is a moral disaster. Well, you know, the good news is we are going to bring hundreds of thousands of military-aged Afghans into our country. So, you know, we could have focused on, you know, bringing our people back. We could have focused on actually rescuing the people that we sent over there. We sent over and then maybe we'd be responsible for bringing them back, you would think. But no, we were too busy saving the people that weren't defending their country. Isn't it amazing that by official counts, the Taliban, at least at the beginning of this, had something like 75,000 members, and yet we've rescued almost twice that number of military-age men from Afghanistan? Seems like maybe there would have been a solution here of the people in Afghanistan actually fighting for their country. But no, it's much easier to hop on an American plane and come here. Those left behind appear to include many local journalists who worked for U.S.-supported media, as well as the American University of Afghanistan. All but a few of those roughly 4,000 students, faculty, alumni, and employees remain in Kabul. And I guess they will for now because we're out, you know. Joe Biden a month ago promised us we'd be out by August 31st and we wouldn't leave anybody behind. And, well, he made good on half that promise. Animal rights group says U.S. handed death sentence to working dogs left behind by troops in Afghanistan. The United States, in its hasty withdrawal of forces from Afghanistan, has allegedly abandoned dozens of contracted working dogs, according to an animal welfare group. Quote, these brave dogs do the same dangerous life-saving work as our military working dogs, and they deserve a far better fate than the one to which they have been condemned. It sickens us to sit by idly and watch these brave dogs who valiantly served our country be put to death or worse, said the organization American Humane President Robin R. Ganzert in a statement on Monday night. The strange thing about this, and this happens all the time with the government, when something bad happens, it's just no one's fault. As if someone didn't make this decision. And the pictures are actually very brutal. It's literally just crates of dogs left, like, in a warehouse, locked up. Like, you could have at least released them. That at least has the makings of a good, Disney movie or something, like a bunch of military dogs let loose to run around as a pack. Actually sounds kind of cool. But no, they left them locked in cages in a warehouse to starve to death, I assume. Just utterly brutal. In the same way that when you see these warehouses literally full of weapons, like, somebody made the decision to leave those there. Those weren't – you didn't just forget. Like, they aren't, like, on the plane home being like, oh, the guns. Oh, my God, we forgot about the guns. There are, like, 10,000 guns in that warehouse, and we just completely forgot. Shoot, can we go – we can't go back. Well, darn it. I guess we just got to – I knew there was something I was forgetting. You know, you leave in, there's always something you forget. I thought it was my phone charger, but no, it was $1 billion worth of guns. No, that decision was made on purpose, in the same way that this decision to leave behind these dogs was made, which really is almost more brutal than leaving behind people, because these poor dogs. But anyway, as the last soldier departed on Boeing C-17 Globemaster on Monday night, the U.S. closed the chapter of its 20-year-long war with the Taliban in Afghanistan. President Joe Biden on Monday evening said since the 14th of August, over 120,000 people, including Americans and citizens of allies, have been evacuated from Afghanistan, the largest airlift in U.S. history. Wow, isn't that amazing? 120,000 people? Yeah, less than 5,000 of which were Americans. It's just incredible. We leave behind Americans, but we bring over 100,000 people. We're not Americans. It's really shocking. The last five military cargo that departed on Monday left behind at least 100 Americans and thousands of Afghan citizens waiting to flee the country in the wake of the Taliban takeover. The chief of U.S. Central Command, Frank McKenzie, said the final flights did not include some dozens of Americans who could not get to the airport. I don't know. This has to be one of the biggest just military catastrophes in all of American history. It's really hard to fathom. Here's a story we've been covering ever since it almost got me. The Caldor fire prompts state of emergency in Nevada and California, with more than 50,000 told to evacuate the Lake Tahoe region. I was actually woken up in the middle of the night because while I was in Lake Tahoe, I'd signed up for alerts to tell you when to evacuate, because it's not always totally easy to get information about that. And so, yeah, it's very strange to think the little hotel I was in South Lake Tahoe, which is like near like the Harrah's Casino and the Harvey's Casino and like these big, just big, beautiful, really beautiful tourist spot with just these massive, really unbelievable trees. I mean, trees, it's almost impossible to describe. Like, they're as big as, they're like 6 feet, you know, diameter, and just these beautiful, incredible, awe-inspiring trees. And I guess now they're going up in smoke. The Caldor fire has consumed 186,000 acres since it began on August 14th. According to Cal Fire, it is 15% contained. And again, you just have to wonder where the priorities are when you have California pledging to spend $5 billion on homeless support, and yet their state routinely entirely goes up in flames. Like, every year, there's like a dozen massive uncontrolled fires that just destroy huge swaths of the state, and like they just can't get a handle on it. They just don't know what to do. They don't try anything, but they're out of ideas, right? It's really incredible. And the one thing that I think is worth noting is that pretty much every one of these fires is directly caused by arson. Like, people don't mention that. They're very happy to blame climate change. They're very happy to use this as an excuse to make you eat bugs and live in a pod. But when it comes to actually figuring out the cause of the fire and the reason why the fires spread so voraciously and without any hindrance whatsoever, they're awful quiet. But here's the story from East Bay Times. Fremont woman arrested as arson suspect in Sierra Wildland fire. 43-year-old also booked on suspicion of drug charges and resisting arrest. 43-year-old Fremont woman was in custody after her arrest last week on suspicion of arson. El Dorado sheriff on August 11th responded to this fire, and it turned out that the arson suspect was still at the scene. So it wasn't even like a question. It was just like the firefighters showed up and the people there were like, yeah, that lady started this fire. And they arrested her. And same thing with the Dixie Fire, which was the big one just before this. A former college instructor was linked to a rash of arson fires that have been, and he's been arrested and charged with igniting a blaze. So his wasn't just one. He willfully started several fires to make sure that it spread in the way that he wanted to. Apparently, he was a professor of, believe it or not, criminology. So there it is, as wildfires continue to consume California. Most stories about them routinely and quite coincidentally forget to leave out the fact that these were started by people who did them on purpose. So thank God they aren't, white nationalists, or else maybe we'd have to do something about this. Maybe we'd have to investigate them as terrorists. But no, they'll just go ahead and cause, 50,000 homes to be destroyed and billions of dollars in damage and destroying trees that have been standing for longer than America has been a country. Maybe they'll get a little slap on the wrist. I mean, who knows? Maybe they're doing this to raise awareness about global warming. Maybe they're the good guys after all.
People can't really spend money anywhere better than MyPillow.com with promo code Alex.
Right now, what I've done is passed all the savings to the customer, like sheets. Our Giza sheets, they're normally, you get 50% off with code Alex. They're as low as $49.99, depending on the size. We've got pillows, MyPillows. My original MyPillow premiums are normally $69.99, $29.99. The best thing, I think, all you guys, everyone out there, you can get my book for $9.99. My book will help anybody out there in addiction. And that's free shipping with the book. Right now, all of the specials, I used to run one here and one there. I put them all on there. The lowest prices you've ever seen. And we have our new bed. Everybody, I don't know if you've seen our bed infomercial. I developed this bed over a year and a half. Best mattress you'll ever sleep on. It's a combination of coils and patented foam. And this, they're amazing. There's nothing better. When I make
products, they're not just amazing. The cost is not high and you support freedom. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. So you've got so many great products and we're just really proud of the work you're doing, Mike.
I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed, but they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization great reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda, but we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality, storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a 6 month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits, because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working, and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential, because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of supply chain breakdowns are back in, like Bodies, Vazo Beats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, welcome back to American Journal. Continuing on to Daily Dispatch here, a little bit of good news from a story that we covered yesterday. Judge restores unvaccinated mother's rights to see her son. Oh, thank you so much for your generosity, you great judge, you. Cook County, Illinois, Judge James Shapiro has restored Rebecca Fearlett's right to see her 11-year-old son after previously revoking the privilege until she got vaccinated against the coronavirus. Remember, it's a privilege to see your own son. Imagine that's the way this is described. It's a privilege for you to see your own son. It's been granted by a judge. Okay. On Monday, however, the judge revoked his previous order that barred Fearlett from seeing her son, according to the Sun-Times. The court hereby vacates paragraph 3 of its August 11th, 2021 order based on the absence of a pleading or hearing on serious endangerment, Shapiro's order reportedly said. So in other words, on August 10th, this judge, Shapiro, decided completely arbitrarily on his own accord and without the authority to remove a mother's parental rights from seeing her son because she's not vaccinated. This was not at the behest of the son's father. This was not by any authority that he has, legitimate or otherwise. And yet he made that decision. And it wasn't until it got the attention of the media and places like American Journal and others actually reported this story and expressed outrage at this egregious overreach of the judicial sect of our government, that he decided to reverse this. And the reason he said was because it was based on the absence or pleading or hearing on the serious danger endangerment. Unfortunately, the father, Jeffrey Levine, says, "I'm working on an emergency motion right now to fight it." So in other words, all it takes is the dad to say, "Well, actually, I'm worried that the son shouldn't be around the vaccinated mother." And then Joe will say, "Okay, well, then I approve it this time." And now it's not me just being arbitrary. It's the father doing this. But again, it's just COVID. Excellent excuse for dirty, rotten scumbags to do what they want and claim it's for your health. Really incredible. Here's a story that has been spreading recently, and I probably should have covered it yesterday because I had it, but I hadn't looked into it yet. And the headline is so insane that I was worried it wasn't real. So I was like, okay, I better check this out. Corona is probably not the cause of death in 80% of official COVID deaths. And yeah, I saw that and I thought, that's too extreme. I got to look into this before I just go and report it. But no, it turns out to be totally legitimate. It's from the German publication Welt. Calculations by Dr. Bertram Hausler say for a large part of the coronavirus deaths reported by the RKI, it's unclear what they actually died of. The death statistics are increasingly distorted. Despite the increasing number of infections, he rules out massive mortality in the future. So a little bit of good news, but again, sort of what we've known the entire time, as anybody who was struck by lightning or crashed on their motorcycle was deemed a COVID death. Here's an interesting story from Washington Examiner, again highlighting something we covered yesterday. Weight gain from lockdown will kill a lot more children than COVID ever will. Even with the rise of the more transmissible Delta variant, the coronavirus hasn't proven any more fatal, especially not to the children and babies who've largely been spared by the pandemic. To date, just 385 deaths involving minors out of a total of 54,000 that occurred in 2020 and 2021 resulted from the coronavirus. That's 0.7% of all child deaths. And even of the more than 100,000 deaths in this period among adults, only 2,761 resulted from coronavirus. Still, young people have not been spared by the increased mortality of this. But essentially, this relates to what we discussed yesterday with the massive increase of obesity and being overweight of children, 10% higher than it was this time last year. And Washington Examiner does the calculations and finds that as obesity is one of the leading causes of death in America and just causes all sorts of problems, that the rate of increase of obesity in children will actually kill more of them than COVID ever has or will. Biden announces a slate of gun control actions, claims public health crisis. And this is just one of those amazing coincidences. You know, conspiracy theorists are constantly saying if you allow the government to encroach on your freedoms under the guise of a medical emergency, then they'll just claim everything is a medical emergency. And almost on cue, At the exact same time, you have the Biden administration and Health and Human Services and CDC claiming that gun control is a public health issue and gun rights are a public health crisis, as well as climate change, as the Wall Street Journal reports, climate change to be treated as a public health issue. So, yes, folks, we're going to have climate lockdowns, maybe gun control, social distancing. Who knows what they'll try? But again, if you want to justify your, you know, already apparent desire to limit the freedoms of America, hey, just blame it on health, and then people will obey unquestioningly. That's the lesson that they're learning. And this is a little bit of good news here from Australia. Australia to end COVID zero policy, not a sustainable way to live. Well, you don't say. Australia to end its COVID zero policy after Prime Minister Scott Morrison determined that the country's approach is not sustainable in the face of more infectious COVID-19 Delta variant. So perhaps we'll see a lessening of the government's completely insane prison-like atmosphere of its own citizens now that they're ending this COVID zero policy. I wonder if it's because he fears the truckies. Does he fear the truckies? Today's the day that this big protest is supposed to go on. I haven't seen any updates on it yet, but I'll keep an eye out, see if that truck lockdown, truck strike protest goes on there in Australia today. China to ban kids from playing online games for more than 3 hours per week. And this is bad? Is this bad? I don't know. I don't know. I'm kind of struggling with this. I think it is bad. I mean, obviously, you should be able to control yourself. Your parents should be able to determine how much time playing video games is safe for their own children. I don't think we need the government to step in and do this. At the same time, when you look around at the actual health crises that we're facing, including fertility crash, massive drop in testosterone, as well as any number of other mental and physical health issues, a lot of them go back to basically a fostered addiction of dopamine, and whether it's social media or video games or pornography, they're having massive negative actual health effects to our citizens. And, well, long story short, I wouldn't let my kid play video games for more than 3 hours a week, but I wouldn't want the government to be the one to enforce that. Israel's health ministry says vaccine passports will expire after 6 months after their individual second or third dose, or fourth or fifth. I mean, we'll see where this goes, but there you go. Your vaccine passport now only good for 6 months before you've got to get the jab again. And certainly that number will decrease as, the inevitable consequences of this leaky vaccine are made more apparent. Chase Bank closes General Mike Flynn's credit card account, citing reputational risk. So, yes, General Mike Flynn has reportedly had his credit card account with Chase Bank closed to punish him for his political views. And it's really amazing. You know, there's another story this week of the clothing company Patagonia not selling their goods anymore to a store that or to a resort that hosted like Matt Gaetz speaking event. And it's just it's really amazing. This image that I have in my head of this just like overarching corporate Death Star that's just eliminating everybody and anybody who doesn't go along with him. And it's truly incredible. That's it for your Daily Dispatch. Here's our meme of the day, the never-ending narrative. Here we see a little American citizen chasing his back-to-normal finish line. And, well, he'll never get there because he's being chased and it's being changed. And as we move through different phases, it just gets worse. The never-ending narrative is this. It's that if you just obey, they'll leave you alone. If you just do as they say, they'll eventually let you out. No, the more you comply, the more they imprison.
I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years. Against the globalist. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed, but they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization great reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda, but we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a 6 month or a year's supply or specialty diets. It's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits. Because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
It is through our five senses that we are kept fascinated and hypnotized by the lies we are told. And the only way to see through this illusion is with our higher senses, which is why fluoridated water is a big problem. Consuming too much fluoride forms phosphate crystals around the pineal gland and shuts down its natural functions. Natural functions which have been known for millennia. The Hindu chakras align with the endocrine system. The chakra aligned with the pineal gland is the third eye. Also described as the seat of the soul, the pineal gland is what connects us to higher levels of consciousness and otherwise unseen dimensions of reality. Fluoride-free water is essential to keeping our pineal gland healthy. Our water filtration systems with the proper filters will keep your drinking water fluoride-free, and the ProPure showerhead will seal the deal. Get them both today for yourself or a friend at InfoWarsStore.com.
The world is awakening. The world is beginning to understand the globalist paradigm. They are discovering the globalist, the elites, the manipulation, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group, the Bohemian Grove, the Club of Rome. And so, even though it seems like the globalists are winning, the truth is they've had to come out in the open to attack human freedom because they're actually losing. We have forced them out in the open. So as bad as these times are, and a lot of negative things are about to happen, realize humanity is winning. You've got to trust in the plan of God and trust in the plan of God's justice. That is invincible. That is ethereal, timeless, and unstoppable. So don't trust in man. Trust in God to lead, guide, and direct your soul, and then take action against the globalists. And realize you've got my commitment from Alex Jones and my crew to you. We will never back down from the globalists, and we will never surrender.
I'm not funded by George Soros. I'm not funded by the Democratic Party. I'm funded by you. We got great products you need. We got great stuff for your immune system, your body, and just stuff that's essential for general health, like Vitamin Mineral Fusion, all the vitamins, all the minerals, and all the key amino acids for adults, children, old folks. You absorb more of it than pills because it's liquid form and it tastes great. Ready to ship to you now, 33% off, and VasoBeats back in stock. Great for your heart, great for your liver, cardiovascular, creates nitrous oxide in the blood, super beet concentrate, 50% off. Pollen Block back in stock, natural antihistamine, 40% off. And of course, we have X2, totally essential deep earth crystal, iodine, it's discounted, and pure turmeric formula, the liquid extract as well, it's discounted and back in stock. Activated charcoal toothpaste and activated charcoal toothpaste mouthwash with all the essential oils, those are 33% off as well. You can call toll free 888-253-3139, or you can go to InfoWarsStore.com. We got a lot of great other products on the site as well, so be sure and check those out today.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal. The uprising continues. People are continuing to stand up and push back against all of these insane lockdowns they put up with for a year and a half. A lot of really good people have played along, have done what they thought was the right thing to do, made sacrifices in their own lives, and suffered in order to attempt to mitigate some of this unexpected pandemic. And people are sick of it now, which is good to see, because you can go one or two ways. You can either develop Stockholm Syndrome, and you can actually hate the people that are trying to free you and love and worship the people that are the ones causing you all the pain, or you can do the human thing and actually rebel against the people that are forcing you into an untenable position. And it's interesting to see which way people go. Some people take it upon themselves. They're going to punish their own family, or they'll punish other people. If you're a judge, you'll take a child away from a parent in order to move forward this narrative that you might not even understand, but are happily willing to play your part as a pawn to perpetuate. And so it's interesting seeing which people recognize what's going on and which people are just totally blind to it. I think it generally comes down to just a spiritual weakness, honestly, in the people that fall for this stuff. And it's interesting. I'd like to see, like, there's got to be some sort of personality trait that is shared amongst people who are rebelling against this versus people who are falling for it. And you can be completely different from one another in every other way, but there's something about people, certain people, that recognizes a threat and responds to it versus people who are completely blind to the fact that they're being led into a cage and the door shut behind them. I'd be interested to know if that's a genetic component. Like, what is that exactly? Can it be fostered and encouraged in a civilization, and can it be deadened by psychological imperatives? I think it can be, and I think we're seeing the evidence of that. But I think they're pushing too far, and people are standing up against this. So we're going to show you some videos of that now. First, we're going to go to this woman wearing a Mama T-shirt at the Encinitas School board meeting. Said her Cubs will refuse to wear masks this week. And I believe this is actually a former Miss California, I think it is. Can't remember her her exact name, but I believe she was a beauty pageant champion of some sort, and I think she participated in the Miss America contest. But here she is, proud Mama Bear, defending her Cubs from the school board.
My name is Carrie Boyd. You see my shirt, it says Mama, and I'm a Mama Bear. I know there's a lot of Mama Bears here tonight, and no one's going to mess with our Cubs, just so you know. I'm a resident of Encinitas, born and raised San Diegan, and tonight I'm simply here to tell you to unmask our children. We're done begging. In fact, we're done asking for permission.
That's right.
We are going to be unmasking our children today.
That's right.
The pandemic is over. The parents are done. We're done asking you, public servants, for permission. We are done. You can all wear your masks. In fact, you can wear two masks and three masks. You can wear gloves. You can have plexiglass. You can do whatever you need to do to keep you safe. But we, the parents, believe we have a choice for our children. And I don't know who you think you are that you think that you have more of a say than us, the parents, and our doctors. I don't know who any of you think you are. I really don't.
That's right.
It ends today.
That's right.
We are declaring our freedom tonight. We do not consent to the lies, fear-mongering, and abuse. You all know it's abuse. This is tyrannical leadership, poor leadership. None of you are willing to stand up for our children. This is why we are all here tonight, because we're fed up. We're done asking permission. We're done playing games. The pandemic is over. We are done, Andre. We're done.
That's right.
See the chairs that you're sitting in? We own those chairs. See these lights? We pay for the lights, not you. And I want to let you know, Emily, you're up in 2022. Greg, you're up in 2022. Marla, you're up in 2022. And Jody, you're up in 2024. I know that myself, I would love to run for school board. And I know many others. We're not going to replace all of you. So I'm going to promise you tonight that I will campaign against you. I will fundraise against you. And I will make sure that none of you ever serve in a public space ever again.
That's right.
The time is up.
Really incredible stuff. Powerful speech there. You can find that video at InfoWars.com. We're done asking permission. Angry Mama Bear tells school board Cubs will refuse to wear masks. You know, the interesting thing, scroll down on this, guys, for me, because the person who tweeted out this video and actually got it really popular, it's kind of funny. His name's Ron Flipowski or something. There it is, Ron Flipowski. And he's constantly – he's basically a professional snitch. He's a tattletale, essentially. And he tries to tweet this stuff out to mock Americans, I guess. But then it's how the video gets popular. Now we see it and are inspired by it. But yeah, there he is mocking her. And then he has a tweet under where he identifies her as if he's doxing an enemy of the state, right? A terrorist that he's identified. And it's everybody just like, oh, she's awesome. We love her. Wow, she's beautiful. It's just like, everybody loves her. And he's constantly doing this sort of stuff, tweeting this type of crap out. It's actually pretty funny. And another thing he tweeted out recently was a guy who was running for some sort of office, who basically said, we're not going to go to school boards to beg them for permission. We aren't going to go to school boards to ask them to please stop masking our child. We're going to go to oust them, replace them, destroy them politically, and take over these school boards. And again, this guy Ron tweets this out being like, oh, isn't this horrible? And it's like, no, that's the plan, man. That's great. Thank you for letting us know. Thank you for sharing this video for us. He literally is just, he's like some millionaire dude that literally spends all of his time on Twitter just like doxing regular, like, you know, middle-class Trump supporters who just dare express themselves politically. He just identifies them to all of his rabid followers in an attempt to get them to destroy them. And it's hilariously backfires all the time. It's great stuff. So this is one of the ways that we're fighting back, actually standing up and letting the school boards know in no uncertain terms what will be done with them, how they can either actually start serving the people of the United States or be ousted immediately. And you can see the energy is behind that. But there's another way that people are fighting back, a very clever way, a way that goes completely unknown by the people that's being used against. It's kind of complicated, but I think a very effective way of resisting this tyranny. Here's some kids who pulled a prank on a school board meeting in the style of Bart Simpson. Clip number 8.
Guys work for us in this environment. You answer to us, and I'm asking that you do not pass this policy in Virginia.
Thank you so much, Ms. Thomas. We do appreciate you. Phil McCracken.
Do what?
Phil McCracken.
You want me to do what again?
Sook Mahidic.
Oh no. Oh, that's a foreign name, I think.
Sook Mahidic. Ophelia McHawk.
Oh no.
Ophelia McHawk.
Oh, you can't ask people to do that. That's not right.
Eileen Dover.
And then what?
Eileen Dover.
That's how it starts, I guess.
Don Kiedick. Don Kiedick.
That one I don't get. I'm missing that one.
Wayne Kerr.
What'd you just call me?
Wayne Kerr.
How dare you, sir? Classic Bart Simpson style trolling of the school board. Totally oblivious to it, totally unaware of what he was saying. Those are great. Those are some high level prank names, I have to say. Bart Simpson started the trend, 35 years ago, and we carry on that tradition proudly in the name of freedom. Glorious stuff. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. Don't go anywhere. American Journal returns in just a few minutes.
In these insane times, I wouldn't mess around. I wouldn't screw around with your health and your immune system. I would do everything you can to boost your body's natural defenses and at the same time support those that are fighting the globalists and fighting to stop new lockdowns and tyranny. Well, you find all of that perfect storm at one place, InfoWarsStore.com. And great products that boost your body's natural defenses that have been sold out for months are back in stock, discounted 33 to 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with all the vitamins, minerals, amino acids. It's essential. Back in stock. Our concentrated turmeric formula, so good for your immune system and your body and for inflammation. Back in stock, discounted. We have X2, back in stock, discounted. We have Living Defense, back in stock, discounted. We have Pollen Block, back in stock, discounted. And, of course, we have our concentrated activated charcoal toothpaste, sold out for months. So boost your body's natural defenses and help fight the globalists all at one place. InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male path. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
It's always critical, it's always vital, it's always essential to have enough high-quality vitamins and minerals in your body. That's why essential vitamins and minerals are called essential. You must have them. But in today's crazy times, it is more important than ever to stay on top of it. And the Vitamin Mineral Fusion has been sold out for months and months and months. It's got all the essential vitamins and minerals and amino acids. It is 33% off while supplies last. X2's been sold out for a while. It's now back in stock. It's discounted while supplies last. We have this great concentrated turmeric formula. It's amazing. It's back in stock. They're all discounted 33 to 50% off while supplies last at InfoWarsStore.com. So I would not procrastinate. We are ready to ship these products to you right now. And there's a lot of other great products as well at InfoWarsStore.com. So be sure and visit InfoWarsStore.com today and boost your body's natural defenses and give the gift of health to friends and family that are not informed. It's up to us to take care of our friends and family. Please take action now. In late August, InfoWars saw an explosion of orders, because our audience understands that the globalists are destabilizing the planet by design and are attempting to cause an economic and financial collapse worldwide. Now, ladies and gentlemen, storable food has always been something that's important to have. It's a checkbox that everybody needs to have taken care of, right along with water filtration, self-defense, and a relationship with God. But now more than ever, you need to get your storable food orders in now. We're ready to ship to you within 24 hours of your order. It's high quality. It's very, very low cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Because in the future, you're going to see more food supply shortages, and you're going to see food supply price increases that are already taking place. So lock in your storable food now at a lower price and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how you fight the Great Reset, is by being self-sufficient and not under their control. So get prepared now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal. Man, we have so much to cover, my goodness. Some stuff that's breaking news, some stuff that's more just sort of in general what's going on. So I guess let's start with this. It's called Biderman's Chart of Coercion, okay? It's a tool designed to demonstrate and explain coercive methods of stress manipulation used to torture prisoners of war. It's been applied to explain the coercive techniques used by perpetrators of domestic abuse. This list directly reflects the original chart and has not been changed to fit the domestic abuse context. But, you know, this is something I've said quite a few times, that whether it's a death cult, a political movement, or an interpersonal relationship, the methods of psychological domination are always the same. It doesn't matter the scale at which it's being implemented. Human psychology is at its base very simple. We are animals, after all, and we're herd animals at that. And so depriving people of companionship can be very effective. Isolation can be very effective. And actually, that is the first method on this list, is isolation. The effect and purpose of this is that it deprives the victims of all social support and their ability to resist, develops an intense concern with the self, and this could be the home environment, and makes the victim dependent. Complete solitary confinement, complete or partial isolation, and group isolation are some of the variants of this. So it's interesting, as we start this chart, we see the first method of coercion being the first method of pandemic response. An interesting coincidence, perhaps. The second method would be monopolization of perception. Fixes attention on immediate predicament. It eliminates information not in compliance with the demands. Punishes independence and or resistance. Another interesting corollary to the pandemic response. And you remember, if we look at Event 201 or any of these other scenario planning events that took place prior to COVID-19, there was not a lot of talk about what to actually do to actually fight the disease. It was almost entirely focused on how do we control the media to stop disinformation, and how do we stop people from questioning our vaccines? How do we get the vaccines to as many people as possible? It really gave you an insight into what their priorities are, and they happen to align one for one with this chart of coercion, which, again, it's like this chart is about prisoners of war and about manipulation on how to get people to confess or to basically be easily manipulatable. And then, I guess this particular image was written about domestic abuse, but they went out of their way to note, like, we did not change this to fit the domestic abuse thing, because it might line up so perfectly that people are like, oh, this isn't just a normal chart about psychology. This is specifically for domestic abuse, right? And it's like, so this wasn't – it certainly wasn't changed to fit COVID, right? It 100% was not made with the thought of COVID in mind. This was probably made even before COVID was a thing. So the fact that it lines up so perfectly with the COVID response is really proof of exactly what's happening in this country and around the world. The third method, after isolation and monopolization of perception – and, of course, I don't think I have to explain monopolization of perception when you have the entire mainstream media telling the same story, when you have people who attempt to contradict that story being eliminated from the internet. We have right now a monopolization of perception in this country. But the third method is humiliation and degradation. That makes resistance more costly than compliance. And this happens on animal level concerns. So, and this also includes in its variants the denial of privacy, as well as insults and taunts. And again, if you are an anti-vaxxer and you have spent any time or visited any pages written by pro-vaxxers, you know that they're happy to attempt to humiliate and degrade you into submission. In fact, they announce it. I mean, Fauci and Biden get up there and literally say, like, how do we force compliance? How do we make resistance more costly than compliance? I mean, that's the effect of humiliation and degradation, and it's quite literally what they say out loud when they're talking about vaccines. They literally say, how do we make it more costly to resist us than it is to comply with us? And again, they're invoking very simple and basic and fundamental human psychology. That's the way they're making these decisions, not based on health or science. It's based on how to force you to comply. Exhaustion weakens the mental and physical ability to resist. And some of these variants could be semi-starvation, sleep deprivation, prolonged interrogation, and over-exertion. This one I haven't seen too much of, unless you're talking about literally just exhausted from the fact that we have to talk about this stupid crap every single day, that you can't turn on the TV without seeing this constantly, everywhere, continuously. It can be a little exhausting. The fifth method that we have here is threats. This creates anxiety and despair and outlines the cost of noncompliance. Vague threats are especially useful. Threats against family are especially useful. And mysterious changes of treatment can be quite useful as well. Again, I don't think I need to get into it's like here I am talking probably to a bunch of people that are aware of what's going on with the vaccine or are resisting it, and as such have almost certainly been under threat either personally or just in general from people telling you, screw your freedoms, we control you now. Now, one of the ways that coercion takes place is this sixth method. It's occasional indulgences. Positive motivation for compliance hinders adjustment to deprivation, and this is what, you know, Alex Jones talks about quite a bit. We talked about it with the drowning rat experiment, where if you give drowning rats a little bit of hope, they will continue to fight for their lives for significantly longer, like hundreds of times longer than if they think that there is no hope. They just surrender to that and die. And so same thing, Alex uses the analogy or the metaphor of a boa constrictor and how it'll let you go a little bit so the animal stops resisting as much as they die. And this, of course, is, occasional indulgences. Cue Krispy Kreme giving out donuts for getting shots, right? Cue, oh, you can go outside now when you've gotten the shot. Oh, and now you're locked down again. You got a little bit of indulgence there. Oh, but now you're locked down again. Oh, oopsies, we're just happened to align perfectly with Biden's chart of coercion. Here's a very important one. Demonstrating omnipotence. And it suggests the futility of resistance. And this you can see in the language of these people constantly. Constantly. This also includes confrontation and showing complete control over the victim's face, which I'm not sure what that means exactly, but it's certainly recognizable when they, you know, they say things like, that's inevitable. You know, it's just, it's going to happen. You know, whether it happens now or how it happens, but it's going to happen. And so they treat the things that they're doing as inevitable, as if they're not the ones doing it, as if they're not the ones making the decision. It's just like, bah, well, you know, it's just, this is how it's got to be. And they think basically they can destroy your livelihood, eliminate you from any financial network whatsoever, eliminate you from public life, social life. Just they can do whatever they want to you for being unvaccinated, up to and including deny you medical services and take you off of the donor list if you need an organ. Is that not omnipotent? Though they have control over your life, over your very life, and that is omnipotence that they want to convince you is useless to resist, but we know it's not. And finally, and perhaps the most illuminating one of them all, forcing trivial demands because it develops habit of compliance. And the variant of this is enforcement of rules. This perhaps is the entire point of coronavirus, the entire point of the masks, of the vaccines, of the lockdowns. The entire point of all of this is the boiling of the frog, the slow introduction of imprisonment and the minor compliance that's required step by step to get you there. So from isolation, monopolization of perception, humiliation and degradation, exhaustion, threats, occasional indulgences, and demonstrating omnipotence to the final and most important aspect of this chart of coercion, forcing trivial demands, this scientific proven psychological chart of manipulation published in 1994 by Amnesty International shows how everything having to do with government's response to COVID is minutely and scientifically designed to enforce your compliance, or in other words, to coerce you into submission. And it's truly incredible. Mind-blowing sort of stuff. But again, we tell you about this all the time. And folks, we're about to finish out the hour here, and I have not yet asked you to go to InfoWarsStore.com, which you need to if you like us being on air, if you like InfoWars actually being able to stand up against this state-level coercion. We're not going to be here if they have their way, if they have their say, if they are allowed to carry out their plans. InfoWars will be gone. But with your help, we'll not just survive, we will thrive and dominate. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Take your health to the next level. Get Vitamin Mineral Fusion for 33% off, massive discount. You'll enjoy it, and you'll help fight the InfoWar.
I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed, but they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization, great reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda, but we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality, storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a 6 month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits, because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
People can't really spend money anywhere better than MyPillow.com with promo code Alex.
Right now, what I've done is passed all the savings to the customer, like sheets. Our Giza sheets, they're normally, you get 50% off with code Alex. They're as low as $49.99, depending on the size. We've got pillows, my original MyPillow premiums are normally $69.99, $29.99. The best thing, I think, all you guys, everyone out there, you can get my book for $9.99. My book will help anybody out there in addiction. And that's free shipping with the book. Right now, all of the specials, I used to run one here and one there. I put them all on there. The lowest prices you've ever seen. And we have our new bed. Everybody, I don't know if you've seen our bed infomercial. I developed this bed over a year and a half. Best mattress you'll ever sleep on. It's a combination of coils and patented foam. And this, they're amazing. There's nothing better. When I make
Just amazing. The cost is not high, and you support freedom. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. So you've got so many great products, and we're just really proud of the work you're doing, Mike.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. American Journal second hour has begun. We'll take your phone calls this hour, and we'll be talking about a lot of just massively important topics, including the fact the World Health Organization has just released a guiding document on digital vaccine certification. That is, of course, a pathway and a groundwork for the social credit score, Great Reset, total domination. We'll get into all of that and more this hour. But first, here is John Bowne with Biden, the coward in chief.
As Biden sleeps,
the friendship between our two nations, the United States of America and the Jewish and Democratic State of Israel.
Biden's headless administration continues to fumble the so-called mission in Afghanistan.
Appreciate it very much. Prisoners were released in jail by the Taliban.
Thank you all for coming today.
Is that evidence that the Taliban ISIS might be in?
How can you be sure any list you share of Afghans who helped Americans won't be used for horrendous reasons by the Haqqani Network or others?
The idea that we've done anything to put at further risk those that we're trying to help leave the country is simply wrong. And the idea that we shared lists of Americans or others with the Taliban is simply wrong. When you're trying to get a bus or a group of people through, and you need to show a manifest to do that, because it, particularly in cases where people don't have the necessary credentials on them or documents on them, then you'll share names of the list on people of the bus so they can be assured that those are people that we're looking to bring in.
Treading water until the hostage situation inevitably begins, as the Biden administration is solely responsible for leaving Americans behind.
She said, "Your son did not die in vain," but guess what? My son did die in vain. This was an unnecessary debacle. They could have been handled properly. They had months and months to remove everyone from Afghanistan, and they chose not to.
When I came into office, I inherited a deal that President Trump negotiated with the Taliban. Under his agreement, U.S. forces would be out of Afghanistan by May 1, 2021. The choice I had to make as your president was either to follow through on that agreement or be prepared to go back to fighting the Taliban in the middle of the spring fighting season.
As much as the left wants to blame Trump, it is abundantly clear that the Trump administration would have never bungled the evacuation as Biden has.
Conditions on the ground, not arbitrary timetables, will guide our strategy from now on.
Mike Pompeo and President Trump have been very clear about this. Even the former Secretary of Defense have been very clear about this. There were requirements that had to be met. You watch time and again, whenever the Taliban did not meet the requirement, there was ramifications for that. Quick, swift, and very difficult.
As the U.S. completes evacuation, defensive drone strikes involving questionable level targets were all the Biden administration could muster.
Following the strike, CNN confirmed that 9 members of one family, including 6 children, were killed in this drone strike.
The real rescue teams were privately funded and courageously manned by veterans. The week-long secret operation dubbed Pineapple Express has been carried out by a group of special ops veterans, including retired Green Berets and SEAL team commanders.
Are people being turned away, and do you believe that those people who can get out and have the paperwork to get out will be able to get out after American forces leave on Tuesday?
I don't know if they're going to be able to get out. I have hope that they will, and I think that just seeing the way that our community flexed and was just learning on the fly and getting these people out from a situation that none of us had ever seen before, I think that the change in the operating environment of that airport being closed is not going to slow us down. I think we're going to find ways to continue to get people out. And this is very much not over on the 31st.
Back at Dover Air Force Base, Joe Biden continued his role as corruptor-in-chief, clearly signaling that there is some place he would rather be. After Biden's historic, massive foreign policy failure, Hurricane Ida provides Biden with a platform to attempt to pivot into some semblance of responsibility. But he managed to botch that, too.
I'm not supposed to take any questions, but go ahead.
Mr. President, on Afghanistan?
I'm not going to answer Afghanistan now.
Can you get
the I'm not funded John by George Soros. Order. I'm not funded by the Democratic Party. I'm funded by you. We got great products you need. We got great stuff for your immune system and your body and just stuff that's essential for general health, like vitamin mineral fusion, all the vitamins, all the minerals, and all the key amino acids for adults, children, old folks. You absorb more of it than pills because it's liquid form and it tastes great. Ready to ship to you now, 33% off, and VasoBeats back in stock. Great for your heart, great for your liver, cardiovascular, creates nitrous oxide in the blood, super beet concentrate, 50% off. Pollen Block back in stock, natural antihistamine, 40% off. And, of course, we have X2, totally essential deep earth crystal, iodine, it's discounted, and pure turmeric formula, the liquid extract as well, it's discounted and back in stock. Activated charcoal toothpaste and activated charcoal toothpaste mouthwash with all the essential oils, those are 33% off as well. You can call toll free 888-253-3139 or you can go to infowarsstore.com. We got a lot of great other products on the site as well, so be sure and check those out today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Second hour of American Journal has begun. And my God, there's so much stuff still to cover. I mean, it's it's really amazing, just number of headlines I don't even get to on a daily basis. It's kind of wild. Maybe that'll be the question of the day here as I give out the phone number. What stories have I missed? What do you want to tell me about that I haven't covered? Maybe I don't know about it. Maybe I just haven't gotten to it yet. Maybe I don't realize what an important thing it is, which happens quite often. Happened yesterday with that story from Welt saying that 80% of COVID deaths were misapplied. They were not actually COVID deaths. You know, I get that information. I sort of look at it, don't, you know, I'm like, that's pretty insane. I'll have to look into this before I report it. And then, of course, it's the big story the next day. Happens quite a bit. So give us a call. Let us know what we've missed today. What have we not covered that you think needs to be covered? 1-877-789-2539. You can give us a call at 1-877-789-2539. I think we'll start with what we always knew to be the case. That is that the purpose of coronavirus was to bring about a mandated vaccine. The purpose of the mandated vaccine was to, well, achieve various goals, but primarily to allow the establishment of a Mark of the Beast style system where track and trace or whatever you want to call it was used to completely restrict and control all financial aspects of one's life, tie this in with the social credit score. And suddenly you have a recipe for a digital panopticon, total control over the entire world and everybody in it. That's always been the plan. That's always been the goal line that has been set by the people in charge of responding to this so-called pandemic. Well, now the World Health Organization has released their guiding document for a digital vaccine certificate that will be blockchain-based. This will be used to implement a vaccine passport in every country. And yes, it is being funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the Rockefeller Foundation. Big, big surprise. And here you can see the cover of the white paper that they put out. It's titled Digital Documentation of COVID-19 Certificates, Vaccine Status, Technical Specifications, and Implementation Guidance. This was tweeted out by Henrik Palmgren on Twitter. He highlights here where it says this work was funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the government of Estonia, Foundation Botnar, State of Kuwait, and the Rockefeller Foundation. There's a bunch of good friends there, Estonia, Kuwait, the Rockefeller Foundation, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. All good guys, of course. Here's the executive summary. They say in the context of the coronavirus disease pandemic, the concept of digital documentation of COVID-19 certificates is proposed as a mechanism by which a person's COVID-19 related health data can be digitally documented via electronic certificate. A digital vaccination certificate that documents a person's current vaccination status to protect against COVID-19 can be used for continuity of care or as proof of vaccination for purposes other than health care. The resulting artifact of this approach is referred to as the digital documentation of COVID-19 certificates vaccination status. So here you go. The World Health Organization, as of yesterday or the day before, has released this directive to all governments in the world, essentially, that it has purview over. Explaining exactly how this will be used. And, of course, they claim that the use of blockchain on this is simply to keep it safe, keep your information secure. They care so much about your privacy. Obviously, the real point of this is that it will then be able to be easily integrated with a digital monetary system. In other words, this is the beginning of the social credit score. And to highlight this, I have this video here. It's from a TV show in the UK, I believe, where they actually went into the terms of service of one of the track and trace vaccine status apps that they have there in the UK and went into the terms of service and found what else is included in addition to just your vaccination status. And the question is, what does any of this have to do with vaccines? The point is nothing. But here's the video.
The vaccine passport, again, my mum downloaded it, ready to go on holiday. Yes, one of those naughty Amber List people. Oh, isn't she terrible? After her double jab, to prove that she's got her double vaccine, and so she can get into to France. But now it's been updated, and these apps, most people just click on, yeah, it just update automatically. It's updated to add a lot of other things. Now, special category data has been added. So information relating to the individual's physical or mental health condition, not just related to vaccinations, information relating to the family. This is what's written on the app. I'm not making this stuff up. Information relating to the family of the individual and the individual's lifestyle and social circumstances is on the app. Information which relates to the ethnic origin of the individual. Information relating to the genetic biometric details where processed to uniquely identify an individual and criminal convictions or alleged criminal behaviour. What the hell has any of that got to do with proving whether you've had two jabs or not?
It's a great question, isn't it? A rather illuminating question, actually. What does any of that have to do with your vaccine status? Now, again, this is not speculation. That woman just said that her mother downloaded this app because she was told to prove that she'd been double vaccinated, and this was in the terms of service. This was actually on the app. Not speculation, not here's what's going to happen, not, oh, but what if they include? No, no. It's already included. It's already there. They already have the infrastructure for a total social credit score. Just listen to the list that she said, your physical and mental health. And of course, we know the way that they're using claims of health in the government right now, mental health included, right? Maybe it won't be too long until, you know, thinking that the mainstream media lies sometimes, that means you're crazy. You're an insane conspiracy theorist. You don't trust everything they say. Maybe you get a little mark on your passport saying you're not to be trusted. You might be insane. You might have a mental health issue. You like guns? Expect that to be on the passport as well. They note your family, your lifestyle, your connections, your criminal record. None of this has anything to do with vaccines at all. In fact, it would be pretty outrageous, if you think about it, to make criminals carry a app like this so they can't go anywhere without proving that they're not a danger. And this is one of the amazing things. It's kind of a common meme that you see where it's like, you know, there's 75,000 sex offenders in the country, and we don't make them carry cards or have a pass because it would be a egregious violation of privacy if you did. It would make their lives way harder. Now, vaccinated people apparently worth less than pedophiles and rapists in the minds of the people that rule over us. Maybe not particularly a surprise. But there it is, folks. I mean, it's here, like it's coming and it's here. I don't know how to express this anymore other than just like rage and start throwing things to try to get your attention to tell you that everything we've predicted is here. It is being implemented as we speak. The laws are being written. The apps are being installed without your permission. The digital panopticon is being erected. And it's prison planet time. I'm not going to make bones about it. I mean, this is it. It's here. Social credit score, mark of the beast, complete, total control based on this vaccine for a disease that has an over 99% survival rate. That's the other thing you have to keep in mind when you hear all this stuff. This is the flu. I mean, this is equivalent to the flu in terms of death rates. They've literally taken the flu and used it as justification to install the infrastructure to allow social credit score to where your adherence to the narrative determines whether or not you're permitted to literally exist or not. They're literally building camps. They're literally mandating this stuff. It's not going to stop. It's only going to continue until we stop it. And all we can do is make you aware of it. All we can do is tell you that this is what they're doing. Now it's up to you to figure out how to stop it. Now it's up to you to get together, organize, protest, and make other people aware of this. Make other people aware that this isn't just for your health. It is a complete scam, a complete conspiracy by the most powerful people in the world to totally enslave humankind under their unalterable control. That's what this is about. It is happening. And now the World Health Organization has released their guiding document along with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the Rockefeller Foundation for the prison planet.
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, that's InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless. I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years. Against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed. But they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization Great Reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda. And we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a six-month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits. Because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
Gerald in South Carolina.
Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal. The lines are filling up. We're taking your calls right now, and I'll go to those very, very shortly. I think I'll go to a video now. But first, I want to read this letter, and I almost want to read this whole thing flat out. In fact, what I want to do is this. I want to make this video standalone, and I'll read this letter, but I'm going to read it in a way that I think will be helpful to everybody. Okay? So what we're going to do here is, when we put out this video, we're going to cut out all this part of me talking about all this, and we're just going to start it like this. Hi, if you're being sent this video, it's because you think masks on children is a good idea. I'd like to now read you a letter by an expert to tell you why that's wrong. This is a letter written by William M. Briggs to the school board members of his child's school. He says, I am William M. Briggs, and I'm writing to encourage you not to require masks for kids at school or for anybody. He has a PhD in statistics from Cornell and has done medical research for more than two decades. He's had just over 100 professional papers, and he's the co-author of two books about this particular topic. Besides all the parental concerns about how masks harm children, there are two main arguments on why masks should not be required for anybody. One, they don't work, and two, even if they did, they are not needed for kids. Let's briefly outline the evidence for both. We have a century worth of studies showing masks don't work. The first studies came out after the Spanish flu of 1917, during which mask mandates were first used. The conclusion then, as now, was that masks did nothing to stem infections. Most relevant to COVID is the Danish study. It is the March 2021 paper, quote, effectiveness of adding a mask recommendation to other public health measures to prevent SARS-CoV-2 infection in Danish mask wearers, in the Annals of Internal Medicine by Bundgaard and others. Some 6,000 Danes were split into two groups, one without masks and one with masks. Not just masks, but the best masks. And with training in their use, such as if you touch it, change it, if it becomes moist, change it, and so on, none of which kids would do. The results were no difference in infection rates in the two groups. Another major paper was 2020's Non-Pharmaceutical Measures for Pandemic Influenza in Non-Healthcare Settings, Personal Protective and Environmental Measures by Zhao and others in Emerging Infectious Diseases. It was a meta-analysis and examination of about 20 other mask efficacy papers. They discovered, again, masks do nothing to prevent the spread of respiratory diseases, even in hospital settings. There are dozens of others. I'd be happy to provide a list in summary, including the examples of Sweden and other countries who've never had any restrictions and did better than those with them. The natural question is, if all these negative studies exist, why do so many experts say masks work? Well, the answer is simple. These experts simply assume masks work. They block breath, right? And they have not considered and never cite the dozens upon dozens of negative studies. This has been a panic, not just among non-medically trained people, but among those who have had training and should know better, but who don't, because they believe they don't have time to question their assumptions. Masks are not needed. As I write you, fewer than 400 kids from 0 to 17 have died from COVID in the U.S. since January 2020, a period of 18 months. Each of these children suffered from multiple comorbidities beside COVID, i.e., they were otherwise very sick. This is a number far less than the number of kids who usually succumb to the flu in the same period, when no masks were required. Interestingly, flu has disappeared worldwide over these last 18 months. Not only that, but the trends in death in children is down, even in the midst of Delta and other variants. These variants, as always happens in outbreaks, are less virulent than the original bugs. More people become infected, but the illness is far less severe than with the original variant. Don't forget ordinary coronaviruses cause the common cold. They are one of their causes. And Delta, for those is about for those about 50, under 50 through 60, is not that deadly. So as I'm sending you a plot of COVID deaths by age prepared by the CDC, you'll see, and anybody can see, even nervous parents, this is an old person's disease. You have to strain to even see that any kids have died. If we scroll down a little, you can see that that data there. And again, the line for children's death is the green one down there at the bottom, I believe, practically non-existent. You can plot this by yourself by going to the CDC website. Look at the left sidebar, select demographic trends, click the top items, shows race, ethnicity, age, and sex, and then the picture under deaths, click age. The total number of kids who died can be found at the CDC, too. You can scroll to the bottom of the page that's given in this article. As I write, the total number of 0 through 17-year-old COVID deaths is 385. To contrast, 887 kids died from pneumonia during the same time. There was no panic about that. So what to do? Well, I'd suggest showing these official facts and figures to parents made nervous from the unrelenting storm of negative reporting. I don't have to tell you how the fears, how the media's business is to gain an audience, and they've discovered the best way to do it: fear sells. You'll note that you'll never hear these official statistics and reports about COVID and in debates about whether kids should be made to wear masks. Why is that? That question is partly rhetorical. We are in a panic where reason and rationality subside in favor of doing something, anything, for the mere sake of being seen doing it, especially for the children. Now, I'd be happy to come and present all this material in front of you in any of your meetings. I understand a lot of parents are frightened, and I believe the best way to allay their fears is to show them the CDC's own numbers. Please feel free to forward it to anybody. Thank you for your consideration, William M. Briggs. So yet another scientifically informed, highly detailed, with sources provided, evidence of why masks are not only unnecessary and ineffective in adult populations, but especially completely unneeded when it comes to kids. Now, what this paper does not go into are the number of negative effects from masks, which includes a distinct rise in blood conditions where your blood is lacking oxygen, as well as any number of other complications caused by disease actually, and germs actually gathering in the mask and making kids sick that way. Point is that if you want to trust the science, you can trust the science. And the science is very clear. Masks do not help on an individual level or a societal level. They cause massive damage and psychologically are very apparent negative on especially the children that are forced to wear them. I don't want to get into personal stuff because, and I won't even tell you how I know this, but essentially kids in preschool these days, kids who grew up with majority of their lives during the pandemic, many of them are psychologically damaged, possibly beyond repair. And it's incredibly troubling. Kids who don't know how to interact with humans, we'll just say. And again, I don't want to give any details away because it's not – they're private people. I don't want to give any details. But suffice it to say that when you grow up as a kid, never seeing anybody's face or showing your face to anybody else, it's like forcing a kid to grow up with wolves. Like they are not socialized. They do not understand their fellow human beings. And God only knows what the downstream effects this will be on their mental health. Long story short, you can trust the science. And the science says masks are not just unnecessary, they're damaging. I know it's scary to think that you're not doing everything that you can, but masks are essentially safety blankets. I'm sure carrying a blanket around would help protect you from COVID-19. You'd wrap yourself up in it, protect, you know, your skin from getting any stuff on it. But at the end of the day, it's a safety blanket. You can put it down. You can put it to the side. You're an adult. You're a big boy. You don't need your safety blanket. Even if it makes you feel good and protected, at the end of the day, it's just a little piece of cloth. It doesn't help. And it is, in fact, damaging your children massively. So brilliant, brilliant work by William M. Briggs. WMBriggs.com is the website where you can share that letter.
In these insane times, I wouldn't mess around. I wouldn't screw around with your health and your immune system. I would do everything you can to boost your body's natural defenses and at the same time support those that are fighting the globalists and fighting to stop new lockdowns and tyranny. Well, you find all of that perfect storm at one place, InfoWarsStore.com. And great products that boost your body's natural defenses that have been sold out for months are back in stock, discounted 33 to 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with all the vitamins, minerals, amino acids. It's essential. Back in stock. Our concentrated turmeric formula, so good for your immune system and your body and for inflammation. Back in stock, discounted. We have X2, back in stock, discounted. We have Living Defense, back in stock, discounted. We have Pollen Block, back in stock, discounted. And, of course, we have our concentrated activated charcoal toothpaste, sold out for months. So boost your body's natural defenses and help fight the globalists all at one place. InfoWarsStore.com. In late August, InfoWars saw an explosion of orders because our audience understands that the globalists are destabilizing the planet by design and are attempting to cause an economic and financial collapse worldwide. Now, ladies and gentlemen, storable food has always been something that's important to have. It's a checkbox that everybody needs to have taken care of, right along with water filtration, self-defense, and a relationship with God. But now more than ever, you need to get your storable food orders in now. We're ready to ship to you within 24 hours of your order. It's high quality. It's very, very low cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Because in the future, you're going to see more food supply shortages and you're going to see food supply price increases that are already taking place. So lock in your storable food now at a lower price and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how you fight the Great Reset, is by being self-sufficient and not under their control. So get prepared now at InfoWarsStore.com.
People can't really spend money anywhere better than MyPillow.com with promo code Alex.
Right now, what I've done is passed all the savings to the customer, like sheets. Our Giza sheets, they're normally, you get 50% off with code Alex. They're as low as $49.99, depending on the size. We've got pillows, my original MyPillow premiums are normally $69.99, $29.99. The best thing, I think, all you guys, everyone out there, you can get my book for $9.99. My book will help anybody out there in addiction. And that's free shipping with the book. Right now, all of the specials, I used to run one here and one there. I put them all on there. The lowest prices you've ever seen. And we have our new bed. Everybody, I don't know if you've seen our bed infomercial. I developed this bed over a year and a half. Best mattress you'll ever sleep on. It's a combination of coils and patented foam. And this, they're amazing. There's nothing better. When I make
and they're
products,
not just amazing. The cost is not high and you support freedom. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. You've got so many great products and we're just really proud of the work you're doing, Mike.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Yeah, I have a PPC sign on my lawn, so I have no idea why you even came to my house. You should have saw that I already had a sign there.
Yeah.
Do you know what the PPC stands for? They stand for my right and Canadian citizens. They put Canadian citizens first, not refugees, not other people that come into this country for free, but me, my son, my wife. Right?
They want the liberals, including Sorbara, wants to put masks on my son. He's starting junior kindergarten. Do you think that's right? Like, you're wearing a mask and he's wearing a mask right now. I think it's idiotic. I think you guys look like two idiots. Do you understand? You're 6 feet apart. You're outdoors. There's no need to wear a mask. Masks don't work. The vaccines don't work. The vaccines, it's already proven that they don't work. Because if you have a vaccine, you can still transmit the virus. You understand? So these masks that you're wearing outside don't work. They don't work. It's actually child abuse if they want to put masks on children. Do you agree? Do you think that children like my son's age, 8 hours a day, should be wearing a mask in school?
Well, sir, we appreciate your concern.
No, no, but do you understand what I'm saying? No, you don't understand my concern. You don't understand my concern. You don't understand my concern because your platform supports everything that I'm against, which is common sense.
There's no need to be rude.
Oh, you get off my property. I didn't even call you here. Who invited you to come here? Didn't you see the sign in the front?
Sir?
No. Get off my property. Get off my fucking property.
Thank you. We appreciate your time.
Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. What you're doing and your Liberal Party and your platform is wrong. It's wrong and it's wrong. What you're doing to the human people in Canada is wrong.
Okay, sir. If that's the way you feel.
Get the fuck off my property. Don't ever come to this house again, you Liberal bastard platform bullshit. Party, get off my property. Get off my property.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
Off. And tell Trudeau and this jackass Sorbara, I said the exact same f***ing thing. You understand?
Okay. Yeah. Well,
get off my property now. Now.
Have a nice day.
Get off my f***ing property.
Have a nice day.
Wow. Oh, man. That's amazing. So, clearly, Canadian father stands up to liberal mask pusher. So, I guess they have people going around knocking on doors telling people to wear masks. In Canada, a couple observations about that. First of all, freaking awesome. This is like when they were like, we're going to send COVID teams out to knock on doors, which I don't think they ever actually did that. I mean, we saw like one or two videos of people going around. And same as in here in America, there you notice they both have accents. Isn't that interesting? Both of them are immigrants, the two people knocking on the door. In the same way that if you remember one of the videos that we played in L.A. of people going knocking on the door and telling people to get the vaccine, they literally didn't speak English. They just they spoke Spanish and they're like trying to convince you to take the vaccine. And they like don't understand what the people are saying back to them. They're just like, I don't want to take this vaccine. I'm not going to. And people are just like, okay, we leave. Like, it's just very weird, isn't it, that the Canadian government – and the American government apparently is literally importing foreigners and then employing them to go propagandize the American people out of their rights. A little bit strange, isn't it? A little bit odd. And then just on top of like the accents, it's like they're literally robots. Like you hear it. I mean, whenever you talk to anybody like this, they literally start sounding like the helpline from some big tech company or something. It's just like, okay, sir, I understand how you feel. The human being in the door is just like, get the hell off my property. I don't want you here. You're evil scumbags. Get out of here. And they're just like, we respect how you feel, sir. And we hope that you, and he's just like, get the hell out. But it's all this just like, okay, sir, if that's how you feel, like they're just reading off a script, just might as well send a robot, you know, with just like, we'll just push one or two to, you know, instead of actually having to talk to him. Very interesting, very strange. And again, it's that guy like, you don't have to be rude, sir. It's like, you knocked on his door, you come to his house, you bother him in the middle of his day to tell him to put a mask on his child. You're lucky all he did was say F you. I love it. Great video, fantastic stuff. Let's go to your phone calls, shall we? Let's go to Angus in Pittsburgh, who has answered my question of the day. What are we not covering? Angus, you think that there is no virus. Tell us about this.
Yeah, sure, Harrison. First of all, I think you're the best on here. I love Owen, but I think you're underrated.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I think what has been missed here is that, first of all, I think they used some kind of bomb or something to go off in big cities with congested populations. With something that affected people that made them feel like they had a cold.
Mm.
And then they, in Italy, and they did that in big cities like New York. And this was the way they tricked people into saying that they needed to take a COVID shot. And now, they're all taking the shot. And I believe by this fall, by this winter and fall, you're going to see people, like I said before, in 2 or 3 months, you're going to see them dropping like flies.
Mm.
That's what I said. And the other thing I said was, first of all, I love your show. You look like Clark Kent to me. You need a cape.
Well, thank you, Angus. Well, I'm not going to hang. You don't have to flatter me. I'm not going to hang up on you. I don't know if you're buttering me up for something here. I do appreciate it, though.
No, not really.
But what's your final thought here, Angus? Because I do want to get to other callers.
My final thought is, what are you going to do? What are you going to do when they shut the water off? You got 3 days to live.
Mm.
The truckers are saying they're going to strike today.
Mm.
Everybody needs to go and buy water and food today. This is not a prediction. This is not a prediction. Do it today.
Absolutely. I said every time. I mean, stuff can strike completely without warning. And once that happens, it's too late to be prepared, right? It's too late to then go get your water, then go get your storable food. You've got to already have it beforehand. And it's a win-win, because even if you don't use it, you're still going to have it. And, I saw a tweet yesterday. I retweeted, actually, because there was a woman literally the day after the hurricane hit in Louisiana being like, I have no power and we have no water and, like, what is going on? And it's like, it's the next day. Like, we don't live in biodome. We live on planet Earth where nature has a say. And sometimes nature has a big say and can knock out power for weeks on end. It happens every single hurricane. But, like, people are in this mindset that the modern world will just always continue and always be working and will never have any interruptions. Like, yeah, when a hurricane hits, when one of the largest hurricanes ever makes landfall directly on you, like, you're not going to have power the next day. I'm sorry, that's just how it is. So you need to be prepared for it. Like, I can't imagine one day after a hurricane being like, why is the power not on? It's like, because a hurricane hit. Why don't you stop tweeting about it and go help your neighbors clear the roads and have a barbecue outside, cook all the food that is going to go bad in your freezer. How about have a little bit of fun after the hurricane? The time just after a hurricane is one of the craziest and most, like, uplifting experiences ever. Nobody's inside. Everybody's outside because it's too hot to be inside.
Am I still allowed to talk?
I didn't realize you're still on, Angus.
Am I still allowed to talk?
You are, but I should probably stop talking. I'm going to go to another call. I appreciate your call, Angus. I do appreciate your call. I let you go on for a while. I appreciate it. Let's go to the next one. Anthony in Minnesota. You have a thing I haven't heard of before, COVID-19 Hate Crimes Act. Thanks for calling in, Anthony. You're on the air.
Hi. Thanks so much for putting me on the air. I'm a big-time fan of your show.
Thank you.
This is mainly to help parents who just had their kids start with combat critical race theory. And because this has been pushed under the rug a lot of it to do with not only an Afghanistan issue, but with the mask issue, but the reason they're all doing this is something that hasn't been talked about at all. It's the COVID-19 Hate Crimes Act that was passed May 20th of 2021. And yes, I am absolutely against any kind of racism or bigotry or any kind of hate crimes against Asian Americans or anyone of color. I'm a Colombian American myself.
Well, tell you what, I totally agree. I mean, I think we're all on that same page. Stay on the line. We're about to go to commercial break, but we'll be back with Anthony, and he'll explain this COVID hate crime bill that I remember them passing it, but I haven't thought about it in a while. Let's look into it with Anthony on the other side.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more.
As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's always critical, it's always vital, it's always essential to have enough high-quality vitamins and minerals in your body. That's why essential vitamins and minerals are called essential. You must have them. But in today's crazy times, it is more important than ever to stay on top of it. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion has been sold out for months and months and months. It's got all the essential vitamins and minerals and amino acids. It is 33% off while supplies last. X2's been sold out for a while. It's now back in stock. It's discounted while supplies last. We have this great concentrated turmeric formula. It's amazing. It's back in stock. They're all discounted 33 to 50% off while supplies last at InfoWarsStore.com. So I would not procrastinate. We are ready to ship these products to you right now. And there's a lot of other great products as well at InfoWarsStore.com. So be sure and visit InfoWarsStore.com today and boost your body's natural defenses and give the gift of health to friends and family that are not informed. It's up to us to take care of our friends and family. Please take action now.
So when I first started taking Survival Shield, basically I was 275 pounds. I was overweight. I had brain fog like you wouldn't believe. I was barely holding on to a job. And I heard Dr. Group on your show and I listened to it. So the first one I got was the original Survival Shield, the X1. And it worked pretty good. And then shortly thereafter, you came out with X2. You had, you know, with a deep burden source, you know, and I got really excited about that. So I took it. And man, in 2 weeks, I went from brain fog to like literally like my brain was enlightened. You know, I could think again, I could connect with people again. And over the course of the next couple of years, I got my health back, and I religiously take basically all of your supplements. They're all absolutely amazing supplements. The one I like recently is Knockout. It literally, like, if you want to sleep, just take it. It's amazing. It works. But anyway, so the point is, we have to get ourselves clean. We have to break free of the globalist system, and the only way to do that is to take our own health into our own hands.
Beautifully said, brother. I thank you so much for your call, and Godspeed.
The purpose of fear is to call us into action, and there is plenty to be afraid of today. Half the population has lined up for an untested, deadly, and debilitating experimental injection because they were told to be afraid of an invisible asymptomatic disease. The perpetrators of all this have clearly stated their goal of having 80% of the population hooked up to an artificial intelligence hive mind in less than 9 years. For those of us who have awoken from the spell, we know this is all really happening, and it's unbelievably unsettling to see. But there is only two things to do. We continue sounding the alarm because it's a numbers game. If enough people awaken from the cult spell, then we win. But even when we win, and we eventually will, the days of convenience are soon coming to an end. And so we must prepare, get up to a year's worth of storable foods, water filtration, survival gear, seeds, shortwave radios, and life-saving knowledge at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, back to your phone calls in this segment. I did just see on Twitter, I was just scrolling Twitter during the break. I saw Pedro L. Gonzalez say this. I think he's joking, but there might be something to this. He says, people call me an isolationist like it's a bad thing, but I have foreign policy ideas that are great. For example, I would offer the Taliban an exchange. Give us the military equipment back. In return, we send you John Bolton, Bill Kristol, etc. And Julia Song responds, we do not want, or they do not want our trash. You know what? It, probably not a bad idea, to be honest with you, right? If we're negotiating with terrorists now, let's give them the people they want, the people that actually started the war. I mean, maybe we can do a little hostage exchange program. We'll give you John Bolton. We'll give you George W. Bush. We'll give you Dick Cheney or Liz Cheney or somebody in the Cheney family. We'll give you John Kerry. You can have them. And they're yours now. I mean, do whatever you want with them. They're not ours anymore. They started a 20-year war that destroyed our country. So they destroyed your country, too. I think it's great. You give us back some of the billions of dollars, and we give you the people that destroyed your country. We don't like them either. You can have them. Incredible stuff. So our caller, Anthony from Minnesota, was pointing out this COVID-19 Hate Crimes Act. And again, thinking back to, what was it, March 2020, Anthony, when they passed this hate crime bill and just the It's almost a layer cake of absurdity where they were claiming that attacks on Asian people were because Trump said that COVID came from China. Like, just nonsensical madness going on in our country back then. Here's the new hate crimes law aims to do as attacks on Asian Americans rise, and it was called the COVID-19 hate crime law. Expand on this a little bit, will you, Anthony?
Absolutely, yeah, sure. They used Trump and what they called the racist Wuhan flu. They used that.
The accurate history of the coronavirus, yeah.
Exactly. As a guise to funnel in funds through grants and sub-grants to all the demolished states that happened all the BLM. But how could they do that? Well, they put Trump on a pedestal once again and claimed there is all this racism against Asians. Mm. And although there may have been, the whole point of the bill had little to do with that. Right. It was actually more of a way to refund all the states that had been broken. And I was in the military, just got out, and I just want to briefly tell you that we had required training. I'm sure anyone who was prior service understands death by PowerPoint. And, you know, I had to give several PowerPoints myself. The whole reason I say that is because it was not a matter of what the content was a lot of the times. It was more so how many minutes we were required to give in order to meet the wicket. Because you have to get the trains to meet the wicket so the superiors can get the good marks and they can advance. Similarly, this bill is giving the definition of eligible entities. Well, it's a state or unit local government that has priority agency. It doesn't define what priority agency it is. So schools could be priority agencies. And just I want to briefly go into the meat and potatoes of this is the attorney general is going to be says in right here in the article, anyone can read it, is that there's grants eligible to these entities and also sub-grants. And it lays out, you know, you establish a hotline for hate crimes, you know, you get grant money. Mm. And later on, this is at the very last page. It says, you know, you can get sub-grants for this too. And how do you get the sub-grants? Well, it says you have to give a qualitative analysis and between the relationship of agencies that are giving new statistics to Congress. Mm. And also quantitative analysis. And that is where I'm like, quantitative analysis, it's very binary. You're either giving the training or you're not. What do you mean? And so the very last thing of this quantitative analysis says, conducting hate crime training for agencies, personnel, during the reporting period, which is a monthly basis, they have to report to Congress.
Yeah.
Total number of trainings and the duration of trainings described. So This is all a way to funnel money. And the more trainings they give any of these agencies in the state, and the longer the durations, and the more that we meet that wicket, the more money they get.
Yeah, and then the numbers go. You know, they're literally incentivizing hate crime, essentially, right? They're paying people to report hate crimes that are happening, then they're training people to see everything as a hate crime, so then they report more numbers, so then they get more money. It's a self-eating machine. It's a beast that feeds itself, and it's completely insatiable. Thanks for telling us about that, Anthony. It is just yet another one of these programs. I mean, it is truly staggering, just the sheer amount of energy and money and manpower that goes into just worthless programs like this that aren't just worthless, that are actively negative. Like the entire existence of our government is there to just make Americans' lives just a little bit harder one day at a time. And it's not surprising, but it's incredibly destructive. Thank you so much for that, Anthony. I appreciate it. Let's go now to Saltine in Kansas. Thanks for calling in, old Saltine. Saltine, you are on the air.
Hey, guys. Love InfoWars. What's up?
How you doing?
I'm calling in to kind of just put a spotlight on what's going on in Wichita School District.
Okay.
The beginning of school, the first time ever in the history of Wichita, all the high school children eat lunch together with no mask. I don't know if the COVID numbers were low or whatever, and they were trying to pick them up and spread it, but that's what's up. So now I got two teenage kids at home under quarantine, and I just wanted to get that out there so you guys have a little info.
That's interesting. So to me, that sounds like a good thing. If the Wichita schools are not requiring masks, I think that's
Well, they actually just implemented the mask mandate back as of yesterday morning.
Okay.
There you go. I guess the numbers are where they want them to be.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. That's exactly right. All right. Thank you for that, Saltine. I appreciate it. Let's go to Steve in Washington. Another comment about school districts. Thanks for calling in, Steve. You're on the air.
Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm just calling from the communist state of Washington. Just giving you an update on the schools over here. We have a school in the Tacoma School District, and they're putting those COVID trackers on the athletic kids.
They're putting COVID. What does that mean?
They're putting those COVID tracker bracelets on the kids sure they're staying. Yeah, just make sure they're staying 6 feet apart from each other. It's mostly the unvaccinated high school kids. And then I have buddies' kids play soccer over here in Eastern Washington, and they both have to fill out a packet and agree that they can let the school district test their kids every day for COVID before they can play because they're unvaccinated. And then my kids go to elementary school, and they have to eat their lunch in the cafeteria in a 6x6 square with this taped on the floor, and they get a chair, and they have to put their lunch on the chair and sit on the floor and eat their lunch, stuff like that.
It's insane, man. It's insane.
Yeah, no, it's driving everybody crazy, and it's good because everybody's getting really fed up with it, and we're starting to organize and protest.
Good. Yeah. I mean, I would. I mean, even just what you're describing there, forcing elementary school kids to eat lunch by themselves, 6 feet away from everybody else. I mean, it's like people don't understand that, like, one of the primary reasons you have school is to socialize children. Like, that's what it's there for, right? Like, so they know that they're having to make their own decisions. They don't have mom and dad over their shoulder telling them what to do all the time. They got to learn how to interact with people. Oh, when I do that, people don't like it. I better not do that anymore. And, like, a large majority of that happens in the lunchroom. I mean, you got recess and then you got the lunchroom.
Absolutely.
And, like, that's where interaction happens between little kids. And they're just can you just imagine 2 years ago, before anybody ever heard of COVID, if you didn't even talk about COVID and you just told people what the reactions of it were, if you were just like, 2 years from now, in 2021, they're going to have high school athletes be tagged like cattle so they make sure not to get too close to one another, and we have elementary school kids sitting alone, isolated, eating their lunch in a 6x6 square like a freaking rabid prisoner or something. People, it's inconceivable how they've gotten to this point, but they've gotten us through these slow destruction. I mean, Mike, if you're letting somebody put an ankle bracelet on you, if you're letting somebody tag you like you're cattle, then I guess you're cattle. Like, I guess that's just what it is. Like, you just go along with this. You're complicit in all of this. I really hate to say it, but, like, that's how it is. Because people just say, they're just like, I got to wear an ankle bracelet. Like, it's kind of weird, but whatever. I don't really care. And it's just like, you should probably care. They're tagging you like cattle. They're treating you like your livestock. They're purposefully they're attaching an electronic device to you to prevent you from getting too close to a fellow human being. You're okay with this? This is just okay. We'll just live with this, and I'm sure it'll stop after this. This is just the beginning. They are literally training you like dogs. Are you a dog? Are you a cow? Are you a horse? Or are you a human being? Damn it. It's just insane.
Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right. Thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny. And for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old.
And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is the ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed. But they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization, Great Reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda. And we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality, storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a six-month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits, because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Mandate fascism has been unleashed.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who said that they will not get the shot when it's until it has full and final approval of the FDA, it has now happened. The moment you've been waiting for is here. It's time for you to go get your vaccination and get it today. Today.
Pfizer, which has produced a vaccine with an efficacy that has been reported as low as 39%, was approved by the FDA over Moderna with 76% efficacy. Why? Former FDA head Gottlieb jumped ship in 2019 and joined the board of Pfizer.
People are getting tired of these waves of infection and how intrusive they are to our lives, to business, to normal commercial activity, to our personal activity. I think you're going to see more businesses start to mandate vaccination as we head into the fall once these vaccines are fully approved, to Joe's point.
While Biden's nominee, Janet Woodcock, who worked under Gottlieb, now oversees the FDA.
You know, I want to thank the acting commissioner, Janet Woodcock, and the entire team at the FDA for their hard work. Dr. Woodcock is a true professional. She's a career scientist who's served under Republican presidents and Democratic presidents.
Dr. Woodcock presided over one of the worst regulatory agency failures in U.S. history. As the director of the FDA's Center for Drug Evaluation and Research, Woodcock approved Opana without adequate evidence of safety or long-term efficacy. She approved Zohydro despite a vote of 11-2 against approval by a scientific advisory committee, and approved the promotion of OxyContin for children as young as 11 years old. Under her leadership, pharmaceutical overdose deaths have skyrocketed.
New data from the CDC shows a record number of people died from drug overdoses last year. There were more than 93,000 overdose deaths. That's the highest number ever recorded.
One of the largest ever murder cases against a healthcare professional, a former doctor in Ohio, is accused in the overdose killings of more than two dozen patients. William Husel pleaded not guilty yesterday to 25 counts of murder.
Prosecutors say Amy Pfaff's mother, Beverly Schertzinger, could have improved with proper medical treatment. But they say she died after her doctor, William Husel, prescribed a fatal dose of the powerful painkiller fentanyl.
And now, under Woodcock's directives, more than 800,000 military troops must immediately get the COVID-19 vaccine per orders of Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, who said service leaders must impose ambitious timelines for implementation.
I'm a 10-year Navy surgeon. There were only 20 deaths of all the active duty
in 2020 for COVID, 20, and all the services put together. We're vaccinating everybody. And we've already had tumors, and we've had 80 cases of myocarditis. Myocarditis has a significant mortality, five-year mortality rate. I think it's 66%. So we, with the vaccine program, have ostensibly killed more of our young active duty people than COVID did. In 31 years of the VAERS, there were 317 cases. Now, this year, 1,113. So the question you have to ask is, why are we not stopping this? We stopped many things for far less. We stopped working on respiratory syncytial virus vaccine because of 22 deaths of infants in the hospital. We stopped the H1N1 after 53 deaths or 53 serious adverse events. So we are now doing 53 probably a day. Why are we continuing to move on here?
Tyranny isn't coming. It is here. Totalitarian chaos will now reign over our constitutional rights for the remainder of 2021. The dissemination of truth must be accelerated as the propaganda-fueled mandates wash over Americans as a raging tsunami of despotism. John Bound reporting.
There it is, folks. The latest by John Bound. You can find and share that video at InfoWars.com and Band.video. Will the FDA destroy our military? Well, first start, yeah, then they'll destroy the rest of us. Just going over all the stuff I still have to cover in the next hour. It's truly mind-blowing. Your calls as well as soon as we get back, some more videos and some just really, really shocking stories. Stay tuned, folks. You're going to want to see all this, everything from education to, well, the Bull explosion may have been a false flag. I'll tell you about that, too.
I'm not funded by George Soros. I'm not funded by the Democratic Party. I'm funded by you. We got great products you need. We got great stuff for your immune system and your body and just stuff that's essential for general health, like Vitamin Mineral Fusion, all the vitamins, all the minerals, and all the key amino acids for adults, children, old folks. You absorb more of it than pills because it's liquid form and it tastes great. Ready to ship to you now, 33% off, and VasoBeats back in stock. Great for your heart, great for your liver, cardiovascular, creates nitrous oxide in the blood, super beet concentrate, 50% off. Pollen Block back in stock, natural antihistamine, 40% off. And, of course, we have X2, totally essential deep earth crystal, iodine, it's discounted, and pure turmeric formula, the liquid extract as well, it's discounted and back in stock. Activated charcoal toothpaste and activated charcoal toothpaste mouthwash with all the essential oils, those are 33% off as well. You can call toll free 888-253-3139 or you can go to InfoWarsStore.com. We got a lot of great other products on the site as well, so be sure and check those out today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
I'd love to just sit back and listen to this song for a little while. Remind ourselves of days gone by when it wasn't so complicated. When victory was a musket shot away. My God, things are convoluted here these days, and we're fighting a war that our enemies are hidden. The people we're trying to save are fighting against us. It's all crazy. It's all nonsense. One of the most powerful weapons they have in their arsenal is, of course, censorship. And this I am routinely reminded of because I do a lot of my news aggregation on Twitter. And sometimes I make the mistake of not printing it out or not saving the thing that I want to just maybe bookmark it on Twitter. And then I go back and it's gone. And this happened yesterday with this image here. And thankfully, one of our great followers saved this image and posted it underneath. I retweeted it and then it was gone the next morning. And luckily somebody had saved it. So I'd like to show it to you now. This is, again, a little IQ test for you. Here you see the variants. These are all different variants of coronavirus. You can see how it starts with a singular variant and then it very rapidly becomes a couple different ones. But it's all fairly contained and in line for a little while until just after December 2020, when the vaccine is introduced. And suddenly we see massive numbers of deviations, more and more variants. And then once you get the widespread vax, you see a distinct explosion of variants across the board. It's the same as the line graph during the election night where you saw a massive jump for Joe Biden's count. If these lines weren't here, you would still recognize the barriers, wouldn't you? You would still see, okay, something happened right here that changed things. You don't need the lines there to tell you. You don't need anybody to tell you what it was that made the change. But if you were to remove these red lines, it would still be obvious where these changes occurred in the temporal map of the x-axis. So very, very interesting. Here, pretty much in visual form, shows fairly obviously that the vaccines are directly related to the number of variants there are. In other words, the more people vaxxed, the more variants you get. So unless I'm reading this wrong, unless some sort of epidemiologist can come in and show me how I'm incorrect about this, it seems to me this chart is pretty much complete evidence of the fact that the vaccines themselves are in fact causing the variants, which is what we would expect to happen with ADE and various other forms of, when you have a leaky virus, yet transmission is not slowed down, you get variations, and it's being caused by the virus right there. Now, the person who put this chart on Twitter was suspended the very next day, as to be expected. Meanwhile, you have Twitter bans conservative author Alex Berenson. This actually wasn't him that posted this. He actually posted something else. He posted something that at the time was being reported by mainstream news. But the real interesting thing about this was the original headline to this article was Twitter bans conservative who had been criticized by Anthony Fauci. In other words, if Anthony Fauci doesn't like you, you don't get to have an existence on the internet anymore. President Biden's top medical advisor, Anthony Fauci, later said it was horrifying to see people cheer in support of Berenson's comments at CPAC. So in other words, he contradicted Fauci. Fauci didn't like it. King Fauci gets what he wants. He gets eliminated from the internet. But what else is being censored these days? On Facebook, canners have been flagged as extremist. That's right, folks. On Facebook now, groups that celebrate or help to encourage canning of food at home and other survivalist techniques are being flagged as extremist and kicked off of the platform. If you can possibly tell me what is extremist about being prepared, what is extremist about canning your own food or pickling your own food at home, there is no justification for it. No, they literally don't want you to be self-sufficient. They do not want you to be able to not depend on them. So they're literally calling preparedness and canning of fruits and foods extremism in order to kick it off. That's not the only person that's been kicked off recently. Shanna Chappell, mother of a Marine and American hero, Kareem Nikau, killed in Kabul, had her Facebook and Instagram accounts suspended for her post she made about her son. So in other words, her son was fighting in Afghanistan because of the incompetence of Joe Biden and the military leadership. Her son was killed and is now dead, and she goes to the internet to express her anger and her personal experience through all of this, she's deleted by big tech. So again, it doesn't even have to be like, oh, he's a popular, outspoken spokesperson against the regime, we must destroy him. It can literally just be your personal experience that you're recounting for your fellow Americans, and it'll be deleted if it goes against the narrative, even if it's true. And finally, we have this. Elijah Schaefer posts on YouTube, they have a warning. The following content is identified by the YouTube community as inappropriate or offensive to some audiences. You might not be able to see it there, but if you look at it on Twitter, you can actually see the thing he's trying to watch is History, the American Revolution 1776 documentary. A documentary about the American Revolution flagged as inappropriate or offensive and censored. The American Revolution and the history of this country will be eliminated. Nobody will remember it. History will always be as it ever was, and the party is always right. I mean, that's where we're going now, as they're literally claiming that canning is extremism and the history of the United States is offensive to some and therefore should not be taught or shown on YouTube. Mind-blowing levels of censorship coming down the pipe. Back out to the phone calls now. Henry in Chicago says, is there a lawsuit going against the Biden administration? Is this a lawsuit I haven't heard of, Henry?
Yeah, it's a video called 500 trillion lawsuit filed against the Biden's government. And it's a petition that we all Americans need to sign. It's at friendsoftheoriginalconstitution.org. It's a petition where the lawsuit has been filed against the big tech, against the federal government, against the CDC and all those, agencies that are taking away our freedom. It also talks about it's called the Declaration of Restoration of the Constitution under Article 5. So we need to make all the Americans to understand that our country has been, a war has been taken over. And I want to remind all my fellow Americans what the Declaration of Independence says, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive, to this end, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it,
right,
and institute a new government. We need to take that, those steps, because going through, we don't want to be too radical. No, we need to fight back. We under the gun, and that's why our country has the Second Amendment to protect us against the tyranny. Now, yeah. I don't know if you guys were aware, on RT, Bolsonaro made a statement about 3-4 days ago that he encouraged every Brazilian citizen to buy a rifle to protect themselves.
Right.
Yeah, you know, we need to do that because this is, you know, Hitler threw the guns away from the people, Mao and all those, all these tyrannicals. If we don't have no guns, no rights, forget it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And now they're going after it very hard. I mean, they're claiming it's a mental health issue and establishing new offices. They're doing nothing legally anymore, right? They aren't going through the normal channels. They are simply just imposing their will on people, using everything from the CDC to the HHS to pass gun control because they can't get it through the legislature, just like they're using the infrastructure bill to pass all of the socialistic policies that they want to implement. They literally are just running roughshod over the entire Constitution, entire structure of our government. The true threat to democracy that they told you Donald Trump was, they're literally doing it, and they're going after our most basic rights, such as our Second Amendment and, of course, our First Amendment. But, Henry, tell me about this petition you said that we can sign. Where can we find this, and where can we see this? Because I like the idea of this lawsuit.
Friends of the Original Constitution.org. If you go up there, you're going to get sign the petition.
Restore the Original Constitution?
No, Friends of the Original Constitution.
There it is, friendsoftheoriginalconstitution.org. All right, hopefully our viewers will go and sign up for that. Thank you so much for the call, Henry. I always appreciate your calls. I love when Henry calls because he's got a grounding in the American Constitution. Every time he calls in, he's like, this isn't complicated. We need to go back to where we were. And, like, here's what the Constitution says. Here's what the Declaration of Independence says. There's no point to argue any of this. Like, there it is in black and white. We have the right to do this. Here's the path that we can take to do this. And it really is that simple. At the end of the day, you know, people look around, they see the world is broken, they think we need some sort of new novel idea, like as if communism's never been tried. Hey, maybe we'll try that. Hey, we'll try something new because everything's broken. No, we need to be back to where we were before, back to the Constitution that made us such a great and wonderful and free country in the first place.
I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed. But they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization Great Reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda. We've also got to get personally prepared. And our number one thing to do is high-quality storable food, got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a six-month or a year supply or specialty diet, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits. Because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
people can't really spend money anywhere better than MyPillow.com with promo code Alex.
Right now, what I've done is passed all the savings to the customer, like sheets. Our Giza sheets, they're normally, you get 50% off with code Alex. They're as low as $49.99, depending on the size. We've got pillows, my original MyPillow premiums are normally $69.99, $29.99. The best thing, I think, all you guys, everyone out there, you can get my book for $9.99. My book will help anybody out there in addiction. And that's free shipping with the book. Right now, all of the specials, I used to run one here and one there. I put them all on there. The lowest prices you've ever seen. And we have our new bed. Everybody, I don't know if you've seen our bed infomercial. I developed this bed over a year and a half. Best mattress you'll ever sleep on. It's a combination of coils and patented foam. And this, they're amazing. There's nothing better. When I make
products, they're not just amazing. The cost is not high and you support freedom. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. So you've got so many great products and we're just really proud of the work you're doing, Mike.
Let's go back in time, say to the mid-1990s. And then imagine a science fiction movie set in the year 2020, where a world government's being established, where members of Congress and former presidents are censored by big tech, and where if you don't take an experimental injection that grows blood clots and prions all over your body, that you're not allowed to fly on an airplane. Think about that, because that's where we are. Imagine just 20, 30 years ago, hell, just 5 years ago, if somebody told you this would be happening. But it is happening now. And then they tell you, oh, sorry, it's not a vaccine, it's a gene therapy, and it doesn't really work, so you got to take it every few months. And the people that have submitted say, great, I want to take it all the time so I can go outside and not get sick from COVID, even though it gets you sick from COVID. And now there's record numbers of really sick people from the sloughing, the shedding of the virus. And that's in mainline studies. Bill Gates and Fauci did this. They need to go to prison for it right now.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, let's go directly out to your phone call, shall we? We've got a lot of people who have been on for a little while, and I want to get to them. Hobbs in Nebraska, thanks so much for calling in. Thank you for holding on for us. You're on the air, Hobbs.
Hey, Harrison. Good morning. Good morning, all the info warriors out there. It's your boy, Hobbs, from the Roads to Liberty podcast. It's been a while. I haven't called in for a little bit, but I am always listening.
We've missed you.
I had two things that I wanted to bring up. First is a message to all of the members of the military and, by extension, law enforcement as well. I was in the Army. I was in for 9 years. I got out in 2012, and I got out because I didn't like the direction that the military and the government was taking. You know, that was back at the beginning of the second Obama term. But after seeing the juxtaposition of the treatment of Lieutenant Colonel Scheller with that androgynous little boy that was shamefully wearing Staff Sergeant stripes.
Yeah.
The other day on TikTok, the message to the military is that for the longest time, conservatives have always had your back. And it mostly comes to light during the gun control debate where everybody says, oh, the majority of troops will never do that. The majority of police will never do that. And I got to say, now is your time to shine, troops. Because if you're being asked to impose the petty little things now, it's not a big stretch to expect you to impose the bigger things going down the line. Because you take care of the small stuff, and the big stuff tends to take care of itself.
Yeah,
and I know that.
And hey, look at how Lieutenant Colonel Scheller has been treated by the vast majority of the American people. He may have been fired. He expected that. That was a sacrifice he was willing to make, but. My God, people have been pouring money into him. People have been offering him jobs. They've been, you know, celebrating. If he wants to write a book or make a movie, like, the world is his oyster now because he did that. Just know, like, the American people are with you. They will respect, honor, and really just, like, worship if you're at your feet. If you reject unlawful orders and if you speak out against the ridiculousness that you're being forced to do, like, you've got two options. You can go along with it or you can be a hero and you can – you know, represent true America. And of course, it reminds me of a similar situation when the Hurricane Katrina hit Louisiana and the soldiers are being interviewed as they're going around collecting weapons from lawful owners, like totally illegally doing gun control and carrying this out. And they're literally like, as they're walking from house to house, they're like, I can't believe we're doing this. This is so wrong. And then they go up and knock on the door and take the guy's gun. It's like, if you know it's wrong, like you should stop doing it. So, yeah, very, very important message we need to get across to our law enforcement. And it does just seem like everything with conservatives, it's just like we will fight and bleed for you. And then we do. And then you just stab us in the back as soon as you get what you want. It's just like, okay, all right. Like, that's just how it is. You people are just scumbags, I guess. And it's very sad to see. But I thank you so much for the call, Hobbs. I do appreciate it and hope you call in again soon. Let's go to, looks like JR in New York. Let's go to JR in New York. Thanks for calling in, JR. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. How you doing? So I just wanted to, like, kind of clarify what I was talking about yesterday. There's some information out there about Trump in this, or basically about Zionism in this book called The New Jerusalem, Zionist Power in America by Michael Collins Piper. Anyway, he goes into discussion about the, quote, coincidence that happened with Trump because of the his dealings with the Resorts International Casino and how he bought up 93% of Resorts International Casino in 1987 after CIA frontman James Crosby died. Trump bought up his shares, and then basically the Resorts Casino was a money laundering situation for basically the mafia, for CIA and FBI, and all their dealings abroad.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Hold on.
All right, quickly. I just want to get to more calls, but go ahead.
This is kind of important.
No, I agree.
Worse than Trump. The Trump, it looks like Trump is a Zionist because this guy goes in, he buys up his shares, and then what happens is there's like a collapse with the real estate in New York, and basically he's about to lose everything until Wilbur Ross steps in and helps him maintain his empire, and then his wealth grows, okay?
Right.
And then after that, Mr. Wilbur Ross was appointed as Secretary of Commerce in 2016. This is the right-hand man of the Rothschilds, and the Rothschilds own Israel, at least 90% of it, and proclaim themselves as Zionists.
Right.
So if we support Israel, we support Zionists. We support Trump, we support Zionists. Zionists
I think Trump is clearly a Zionist. I don't think he's made any bones about that. I think he's very much, you know, loves the state of Israel. And, hey, there are some things that Trump does. I don't agree with him on the vax. I don't agree with him on, undying loyalty to a foreign country. That's, you know, some things you have to deal with. But good information, you know, a lot of names. And, that is interesting. I know Trump has a lot of dealings with, the cabal. I mean, in the words of George Carlin, it's a big club and you ain't in it. So, yeah, he's always been interacting with the richest, most powerful people in the world, many of whom jump from public to private offices like frog hopping ponds. All right. Thanks for the call, JR. I do appreciate it. Let's go to Don in Niles. I'm not sure where this is, but Don, you're on the air.
Yeah. Hi, Harrison. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Also, yeah, I'm calling from FEMA Region 5, which is Chicago, Henry East area.
I got you.
So basically, Governor Pritzker, who I'm going to underline Prickster,
right?
Basically put into effect that there is this, you know, all teachers and all students of any university or college needs to be either take the vaccination or be swabbed once a week in order to, you know, maintain their enrollment in the college or university. And they did this after we had already paid tuition, already set up my daughter, you know. So it's definitely a tyranny that they're trying to trap us into. And this can't continue. I mean, we've got the mask mandate back here in Crook County. And, you know, you talk about ankle bracelets, you know, Kim Fox over here is putting ankle bracelets on murderers.
Yeah.
She's allowing murderers to go out on the street with ankle bracelets, and they're just reoffending murderers.
Man,
so,
it hit me at once, because when you said Cook County, I thought about the fact that it's Cook County Judge Shapiro who is removing a child. So it's like all at once. It's like the criminality, releasing criminals into the street with, you know, not even accepting bail. Like, she's the highest number of non-prosecuted cases, like, of anybody ever, and just massive crime exploding in Chicago that they then blame on gun control. At the same time, they're literally tagging people with ankle bracelets to electronically monitoring them, forcing people to get tests or get the vaccine, which is shown not to work and not to stop transmission. And on top of that, it's like the mask on kids. I mean, it's Chicago is like the black hole, eye of the storm of so much of what's going on around the country. And like, if you can't open your eyes to this and see all of it at once for what it is, you know, you can go through and you can justify each little thing if you want. Like, you can go through and you can make an argument for each little thing. When you look at it in totality, it's so obvious that the one overriding goal is your total submission and total slavery into a corrupt and fallen criminal system of total control. That's the only conclusion.
In these insane times, I wouldn't mess around. I wouldn't screw around with your health and your immune system. I would do everything you can to boost your body's natural defenses and at the same time support those that are fighting the globalists and fighting to stop new lockdowns and tyranny. Well, you find all of that perfect storm at one place, InfoWarsStore.com. And great products that boost your body's natural defenses that have been sold out for months are back in stock, discounted 33 to 50% off. Vitamin mineral fusion with all the vitamins, minerals, amino acids. It's essential. Back in stock. Our concentrated turmeric formula, so good for your immune system and your body and for inflammation. Back in stock, discounted. We have X2, back in stock, discounted. We have Living Defense, back in stock, discounted. We have Pollen Block, back in stock, discounted. And, of course, we have our concentrated activated charcoal toothpaste, sold out for months. So boost your body's natural defenses and help fight the globalists all at one place. InfoWarsStore.com. I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years. It is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And then hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless. I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years. It is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together, and it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless. In late August, InfoWars saw an explosion of orders because our audience understands that the globalists are destabilizing the planet by design and are attempting to cause an economic and financial collapse worldwide. Now, ladies and gentlemen, storable food has always been something that's important to have. It's a checkbox that everybody needs to have taken care of, right along with water filtration, self-defense, and a relationship with God. But now more than ever, You need to get your storable food orders in now. We're ready to ship to you within 24 hours of your order. It's high quality. It's very, very low cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Because in the future, you're going to see more food supply shortages, and you're going to see food supply price increases that are already taking place. So lock in your storable food now at a lower price and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how you fight the Great Reset, is by being self-sufficient and not under their control. So get prepared now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal. Obviously, the number one story across the world right now is the withdrawal from Afghanistan. And we could do the entire show on how this was bungled, how they turned a simple act into a total catastrophe, and how it may be setting the ground for even more decades of war. And I'm reminded continually of my own little saying that I like to say, which is, do not attribute to incompetence what is clearly being done on purpose. And just a few of the most egregious examples of military, and again, I don't know if you want to call it failure, because it seems like this type of stuff was chosen to be done. Here's a few of these examples. Washington Post reports that the Taliban offered to stay out of Kabul and let U.S. forces secure the city. We told them we only needed the airport. We could have controlled the airport and Kabul and evacuated everyone, but we chose not to. The incompetence is stunning. Again, is it incompetence when they literally just say, hey, you can continue to control Kabul, and we're like, no, thank you? Is that incompetence, or is that on purpose? I mean, they do this on purpose. That's the real question. And of course, Washington Post acknowledges that. And then you have this. Pentagon acknowledges reports of civilian casualties in U.S. airstrike in Kabul. Now, we did an airstrike, and apparently 9 members of a single family were all killed, including a child younger than 3, all killed in this strike. Again, incompetence, or what were you aiming at? I mean, my God. Just as a final act of stupidity, you just bomb incinerate a family on your way out. Utterly horrific. And of course, you know that we're literally bringing in hundreds of thousands of Afghans, military aged, fighting aged Afghan citizens, civilians, while American citizens are still stranded in Afghanistan. Again, this wasn't incompetence. This was the choice that they made. They said, no, we're going to prioritize Afghan civilians, we're going to evacuate hundreds of thousands of them while there are still Americans on the ground. That's not incompetence. That's a decision that they made. Pentagon announces they're adding more bases to house 50,000 Afghan refugees, possibly many more. And we can go into the fact that they have no way of verifying who these people are. In Germany, they've already found at least 3 people who are members of a terrorist list that fabricated their ID in order to get on a refugee plane to come over. I mean, it's just stunningly irresponsible. It's not incompetence. It's irresponsibility. It's open warfare against our own people is what's happening. Ex-military officers call for Austin and Millie to resign over the Afghanistan debacle. But of course they won't, because why would they? But then I want to go to this video here. John Kirby, Pentagon spokesperson, has asked a question. And maybe you know about this, maybe you don't. But let's listen to his answer first. Then I'll tell you what exactly he's talking about. Here is John Kirby not answering a question about the explosion that took the lives of 13 Marines in Kabul airport. Here's John Kirby.
I have a question, and it's difficult, but I hope you can entertain it. According to Politico, the U.S. knew where the attack would, or roughly where the attack would take place on Thursday, and when it would take place. Why were there U.S. troops at that gate at that time?
Jeff, what I can tell you is that we have been monitoring as close as we can intelligence that led us to believe that we were in a very dynamic and, in some cases, specific threat environment. Number one. Number two, as General McKenzie said, we're gonna investigate. We're going to get to the bottom of what happened last Thursday. 13 precious lives were lost. We're going to take that seriously, and we're not going to investigate it in public. Number three, I am absolutely not going to speak to a press story that was informed by the unlawful disclosure of classified information and sensitive deliberations here at the Pentagon. Just not going to do it.
Yeah, so translation, it's true and it's real. So what he's talking about, he's talking about this story from Politico. Pentagon prepared for a mass casualty attack at Kabul Airport hours before the explosion. You can see I tried to highlight important parts, and the whole thing is important. So it says just 24 hours before a suicide bomber detonated an explosive outside Hamid Karzai International Airport, senior military leaders gathered for the Pentagon's daily morning update on deteriorating situation in Afghanistan. Speaking from a secure video conference room on the third floor of the Pentagon at 8 a.m. Wednesday or 4:30 p.m. in Kabul, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin instructed more than a dozen of the department's top leaders around the world to make preparations for an imminent mass casualty event, according to classified detailed notes of the gathering shared with Politico. During the meeting, General Mark Milley, chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, warned of significant intelligence indicating the Islamic State's Afghanistan affiliate, ISIS-K, was planning a complex attack. The notes quoted him as saying, commanders calling in from Kabul relayed that the Abbey Gate, where American citizens had been told to gather in order to gain entrance to the airport, was the highest risk, and detailed their plans to protect the airport. And so there, it was basically confirmed by Kirby, because he didn't deny it. He just said, I'm not going to reference things that were leaked, illegally. Well, it's good that it was leaked illegally, because what we know is that this event was completely known about. It was planned on. They knew this was going to happen, and they let it happen, or they utterly failed to take any measures to prevent this was happening. Why would you station 13 Marines in a place that you knew was going to be a hotspot for a mass casualty event? This looks like a false flag. This looks like it was on purpose. And there you have the reports that show that it was, in fact, known about by the classified notes. And then when asked about it, John Kirby says, well, those were classified notes, so I'm not going to respond to it. And apparently we let him get away with this. Apparently the media is not interested in this type of conspiracy, this type of false flag attack, this type of purposefully allowing of our enemies to kill over a dozen of our armed men. They knew about it. They allowed it to happen. And now they won't answer questions about it because, well, we found out, and they're not so happy about that. Oh, but they're doing their own internal investigation, and I'm sure they'll hold themselves to account. I'm just sure of it. Just incredible, incredible how false flags, they literally don't even have to cover them up anymore. It's amazing, isn't it? You used to have to get everybody on the same page and all organizing your story so everything was in the same line, and now it's just like they just do it. And it's like, hey, we have notes here that said that you planned this whole thing happening and you knew it was going to happen and didn't do anything to stop it. And they're just like, we're doing an internal investigation. Next question. It's as simple as that now, because the media goes long because they don't hold them to account, because the entire slavish regime is uniformly anti-American. I mean, it's literally that's the only way you can think about it. It's literally it. So there you go. The attack that you know, may give us justification for returning to Afghanistan, turns out was known about and not prevented. So there it is. Folks, I'm going to go out to your phone calls the entirety of the next segment. So if you're still on the line, stay on hold and I will get to you, Jay, Joel, Johnny, Clown Car, Jefferson. I'll try to get to all of you as quickly as possible in the next segment. In the meantime, I do want to take a moment to remind you to go to InfoWarsStore.com in order to take your health to the next level. You can get quality, high quality, everyday essentials for up to 50% off. There's no better time to make sure that you're boosting your natural systems and getting your essential vitamins, minerals, and nutrients than now. In this time of need, it's especially crucial that we're giving our bodies what they need to function at optimum health. And with our brand new sales available at InfoWars Store, we're making it easier than ever for you to do so. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, the platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulations, is back in stock and 33% off. Living Defense Plus is back in stock, as well as Pollen Block, a fast-acting seasonal distress support formula, and the Ultimate Krill Oil, the powerhouse source of EPA, DHA, and more, like a fish oil's badass older brother. All of those are 40% off, massive discounts, and fantastic supplements of the highest quality and all natural ingredients. VasoBeats is the most concentrated liquid extract on the market, and that's 50% off. And you can try our newest supplement, the hair and beard support, which is 50% off now at an introductory price. And I'm sure that will be a popular addition to InfoWars life as well. InfoWarsStore.com. Go there to get these best-selling items for up to 50% off before we run out of stock or to avoid missing out on these massive savings. And remember, your purchase of these products is a 360 win. You get high-quality items, and you help launch the InfoWar to the next level. InfoWarsStore.com. Folks, you know, even if you eat healthily, the soil depletion and the nutrients in our food is just not there anymore. So even if you're the healthiest eater in the world, even if it's all salads and salmon, you gotta boost your nutrients because you're just not getting it from the natural world.
The
anymore.
Scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential. Research is essential. Getting prepared is essential. And warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of the supply chain breakdowns are back in, like Bodies, Vaso Beats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
It's always critical, it's always vital, it's always essential to have enough high-quality vitamins and minerals in your body. That's why essential vitamins and minerals are called essential. You must have them. But in today's crazy times, it is more important than ever to stay on top of it. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion has been sold out for months and months and months. It's got all the essential vitamins and minerals and amino acids. It is 33% off while supplies last. X2's been sold out for a while. It's now back in stock. It's discounted while supplies last. We have this great concentrated turmeric formula. It's amazing. It's back in stock. They're all discounted 33 to 50% off while supplies last at InfoWarsStore.com. So I would not procrastinate. We are ready to ship these products to you right now. And there's a lot of other great products as well at InfoWarsStore.com. So be sure and visit InfoWarsStore.com today and boost your body's natural defenses and give the gift of health to friends and family that are not informed. It's up to us to take care of our friends and family. Please take action now. I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years. Against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed, but they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization great reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got an information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda, but we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a 6 month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits, because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
People can't really spend money anywhere better than MyPillow.com with promo code Alex.
Right now, what I've done is passed all the savings to the customer, like sheets. Our Giza sheets, they're normally, you get 50% off with code Alex. They're as low as $49.99, depending on the size. We've got pillows, my original MyPillow premiums are normally $69.99, $29.99. The best thing, I think, all you guys, everyone out there, you can get my book for $9.99. My book will help anybody out there in addiction. And that's free shipping with the book. Right now, all of the specials, I used to run one here and one there. I put them all on there. The lowest prices you've ever seen. And we have our new bed. Everybody, I don't know if you've seen our bed infomercial. I developed this bed over a year and a half. Best mattress you'll ever sleep on. It's a combination of coils and patented foam. And this, they're amazing. There's nothing better. When I make
and they're
products,
not just amazing. The cost is not high and you support freedom. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. So you've got right. So many great products and we're just really proud of the work you're doing, Mike.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right. Welcome back, folks. Final segment of American Journal. Let's go out to your phone calls. Quickly, I just want to point out, you know, it's Biderman's chart of coercion that I covered earlier. And the important thing about this is not just to identify the way that coercion is being imposed on people in America, but how to fight against it, right? Take every method, let's reverse it, right? If the method is isolation, how do you reverse that? You need to get together with friends and family. You need to combine. It's the opposite of isolation, community. That's the way you fight back against that. Monopolization of perception, well, that's what we're here for. When the mainstream media and the establishment has total control over the minds of the people through manipulating their perception, we're here to shatter that control, break that perception, and express truth against their false narrative. Humiliation and degradation, how do you fight back against that? Celebration of life and support and uplifting of your fellow human beings. Exhaustion, just try to have a little bit of fun. Try to get some rest. Don't take all this so seriously. The world will go on whether you're stressed out about it or not. So worry is just a waste of energy. Relax a little bit. Have fun. Combine that with the community, and we can all get through this together. Threats. The way you stop threats is you tell people to be prepared. You tell them to defend themselves. You tell them there is no threat that can sway me. So come at me, bro. Your threats are useless against somebody armored in the armor of God. Occasional indulgences? We say just indulge all the time. Just have fun. Demonstrating omnipotence? Again, that's what we're here for, to shatter the supposed omnipotence of the establishment. The mere existence of InfoWars is evidence that they do not control anybody the way that they say that they do, and that is a mighty blow to their efforts of coercion. And then finally, forcing trivial demands. That is all the excuse you need to not go along with trivial demands. Oh, it's just a mask. It's just a this. It's just a that. No, it's just one aspect of a multifaceted program that's being rolled out now. So I'm going to go ahead and resist this. As minor as it seems, as trivial as it seems, I recognize that it's simply one part of a much larger whole, the whole of which must be resisted at all costs. So there you go. That's how you use the chart of coercion. You invert it. Let's go out to the phone calls now. Johnny in Denmark. I'm going to ask you guys to keep it short so we can get to as many as possible, but thanks for calling in. Johnny, you're on the air.
Hi, Harrison.
Hello.
Just wanted to emphasize, you may realize this, not sure, but in any case, I think it would be beneficial for some of the listeners and viewers to realize it. What the equivocation that the NWO through the FDA did with this combination of approval of supposedly one vaccine, full approval, and extension of EUA, emergency use authorization, the other vaccine against so-called COVID-19. Uh-huh. They're actually chemically, pharmaceutically identical.
Right.
And what they're doing is they're creating and exploiting an equivocation kind of akin to what Big Tech did when they whenever it suited them, considered themselves a platform,
right,
in order to avoid civil liability, or considered themselves a publisher in order to avoid depriving people of their First Amendment rights. And
yeah.
Once again, I think the best way to beat this is to educate ourselves, focus, and teach others that, you know, since this fake disease is a fake disease, because it does not have any new symptom combination.
Yeah. No. We know. Sorry, I just want to get to other calls, Johnny, but I think your point is very good and very well taken, and it's all about the manipulation of language at the end of the day, which is why it is truly an info war, and the words that we use are weapons, and the words being used against us are weapons, and when they can manipulate things to their benefit, that's what they do. Thanks for the call, Johnny. I do appreciate it. I want to go quickly to Clown Car, because he has an interesting note that relates to a previous caller, but thanks for calling in. Clown Car, you're on the air.
Good morning, Harrison. Captain Clown Car, reported for duty, sir. I noticed the other day we have this strange Havana effect happening again, and nobody seems to mention it attacked our vice president.
Right. Right.
How come we're not our president, vice president, are being attacked and we're not doing anything?
No, it's very strange. And the reason I said this related to a previous call, because somebody else was saying that he thinks they released something in cities that gave people a flu-ish feeling. And that's what the Havana...
It's 5G.
Exactly. Yeah. The Havana syndrome is microwave weapons that are literally just the same thing as 5G transmitters, just on a different wavelength or a different extremity of output. So, Havana syndrome, very strange phenomenon that, it gets mentioned every once in a while, and then it's under the – I completely forgot that Kamala Harris – there are headlines that were like, Kamala Harris, there you go, VP Harris's flight delayed after possible Havana syndrome incident in Hanoi. So it's like people want to scoff at the idea that 5G can make you feel sick, but no, it's readily apparent and acknowledged by the mainstream media and the establishment. These are microwave weapons that are literally just extra powerful 5G emitters. Thanks for the call and reminding us of that, Clown Car. Let's get to another call, as many as possible here. Jay in Indianapolis has a quick answer for our question of the day. What do you think the biggest story is, Jay? You're on the air. Jay? Darn it. Let's go to Arrest Fauci in Maryland. Thanks for calling in, Arrest Fauci. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. It's Joseph from Maryland, but I asked him to put my name down as Arrest Fauci because a woman called in, I believe it was the War Room yesterday, talking about the little things you can do. Every social media account I have, every video game I play, I changed my name to COVID Vax Kills, Arrest Fauci, anti-mask, stickers everywhere, every gas pump. It's all the little things. Trust me, it makes a difference.
It does. Thing, it adds up, man.
That lesbian woman in the military, I have an insider in Special Forces. He said she's an 88D truck driver. And she only shoots a gun like twice a year. So I don't think that stuff is the majority in there, but definitely some that they should take care of.
Yeah.
And one game I play actually called OSRS. There's different servers. We can play on all over the world servers. Ran into an Australian guy yesterday. He said, because of the truck protests and everything today, I'm actually talking to him right now. He said, the Aussie Coast Act got targeted real bad today. They raided his house looking for bombs and guns. Probably found nothing. The guy that got pulled over for not wearing his mask in the car.
Yeah.
That guy. He said he hasn't really heard anything about the concentration camps or whatever, but it's real bad over there. He said $5,000 fines if you go to a protest and stuff like that.
Yep.
It's real bad. And then the last thing real quick, the X2. I just bought it like 2 weeks ago. I've been taking a drop every day. I really don't know how to describe it, but the second that I took it, I felt great.
Wow.
Fluoride has been attacking me all over these years. I can tell. I never really craved fast food, but I was always like, yeah, I could go for it. Yeah, I could go for it. Always had Chick-fil-A, Popeyes, all that crap. Once I got on the X2, I have no desire to eat unhealthy foods anymore. I promise you, it is great. It is working.
And also,
the Turbo Force, everything is amazing. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for that. And it really is amazing the number of things that X2 helps people with. Like, we get callers all the time that are like, I'd never heard that before, that it helps, you know, put down your craving for fast food. I'd never heard that. I'm not sure what effect that would be, but it makes sense to me. I mean, it's the type of thing where if you stop eating fast food for a while and then you eat it again, you're like, oh God, how did I ever like this? Or soda, you know, you give up soda for Lent or something, and then 40 days later you try to drink a soda and you're like, oh God, this sugar water is just disgusting. So I get how that would feel, you know, something you used to eat all the time that suddenly you're like, this is gross now. I'd never heard that about X2, but there you go. You learn something new every day. I always say my friend says he sleeps an hour a night less when he's on X2. He just has an hour more energy every day. Again, I'm not a doctor. I'm not telling you you're going to feel this, but try Survival Shield X2. You will be very pleasantly surprised by the myriad of effects that it will have on your daily life. Really amazing stuff, and I thank you for that call. I forgot what you said your real name was, so I'm going to call you Arrest Fauci. Man, I could go into video games too. I mean, there's a reason that they did Gamergate before Trump ever got involved. Video games are this like amazing platform where you can be anybody. Like race, color, creed doesn't matter, you know, and it's international and it's instant communication. It's like it's a powerful tool if you want to use it. But they've done everything they can to destroy that industry as well. We're going to go to one final call. We have about a minute left. Joel from Michigan, thanks for calling in. Thanks so much for holding. You got a minute. The floor is yours.
Hey, how's it going, Harrison? Thank you guys for all your guys that you do.
Sure.
I got on here to give you guys, I don't know if anybody's talking about this, but ethylene oxide on the swabs.
Right.
That people are being subjected to over and over and over again. Apparently, if you go to, there's a site called Purple Lion Project. There's a nurse practitioner that is talking about it. It's got a whole bunch of other doctors on there. And it is a known cancer-causing agent. And it is also affecting people's reproductive fertility. And I don't think that a lot of people are even talking about that part. It seems like they're trying to kill us whichever way they can.
Yeah, yeah. And there's speculation about breaking the blood-brain barrier, and basically the swabs that they use for the PCR test say on the little package they've been sanitized with this ethanol oxide stuff. And it is a carcinogen. They say it's safe because, well, they just use it to sterilize it, but there's not too much on there anyway. But it does seem like something that they're trying to conceal or cover up or say, oh, no, it's no big deal. No worries. Just let us shove this chemical swab into your brain, essentially. It's just, wow, insane.
Humanity is the main stakeholder on this planet. But the big corporations for 100 years have told us that humans are bad and evil and a pestilence on the earth so that we begin to believe we're bad and we'll turn off our life force and let the eugenics-based globalists take control of the planet. If you go to Klaus Schwab, the head of the Davos Group's own Wikipedia page, he brags on there about how they're capturing democracy and taking over governments worldwide to set up a corporate dictatorship under the UN. They admit all of this. They plan the lockdowns. They release the viruses. They think you're stupid. And their plan is to slowly cut off the resources so they can dictate total social control over you and your lives. That's how I was able to predict everything they did decades before they executed it, word for word, with total precision, because they have a detailed battle plan. We cover it live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at InfoWars.com/show. Tell everybody to tune in now and warn the world.
It is through our five senses that we are kept fascinated and hypnotized by the lies we are told. And the only way to see through this illusion is with our higher senses, which is why fluoridated water is a big problem. Consuming too much fluoride forms phosphate crystals around the pineal gland and shuts down its natural functions. Natural functions which have been known for millennia. The Hindu chakras align with the endocrine system. The chakra aligned with the pineal gland is the third eye. Also described as the seat of the soul, the pineal gland is what connects us to higher levels of consciousness and otherwise unseen dimensions of reality. Fluoride-free water is essential to keeping our pineal gland healthy. Our water filtration systems with the proper filters will keep your drinking water fluoride-free, and the ProPure showerhead will seal the deal. Get them both today for yourself or a friend at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.